it is turf, definitely. We have a artificial turf, just an excellent looking field with the big Lincoln out there in the center of it. And they're out there, the co-captains and captains are out there exchanging rules of the game, and the officials are now tossing the coin in the air to see who gets to kick and who gets to receive as we get this game underway here in Lincoln, Missouri. Not Lincoln, Nebraska, not Lincoln, Illinois, but Lincoln, Missouri.
The Bears won the toss, and they elected to receive to start the game. So the Bears will get the ball first. We'll get to see the offense. First, the captain for the Bears, number 8, junior Caden Woolsey, number 25, senior Everett Smith, number 60, junior Ethan Stevenson, and number 64, senior John Jones, the 4 captains out there tonight. Opening night for the Bears. Bears in their whites, white pants, white shirt, white helmet with the maroon trim. Got to do my John Rooney impression. And the Liberty Cardinals, the Lincoln Cardinals. They look like the Liberty Eagles. They're all red with white trim. The Cardinals and the Bears, we're just about crazy train queues up, and we're about ready to kick off the 2024 season. Bears will send 2 back to return, and it's night 1, so you'll have to bear with us with names and numbers as we get everybody memorized. Caden Woolsey and John Baugh are back deep for the Bears.
Cardinals tee it up at the 40-yard line. They are getting ready to kick it off. All the officials are out there, and the official with the ball has finally made it to the tee. We're kind of waiting on him to get out to the tee to tee it up for the Lincoln Cardinals. Lincoln Cardinals.
Tee it up from the 40. Good sprint speed there from the official.
Yes.
He is sideline quickly, and we're ready to go.
He was a little late getting out there, so he needed to.
Now you got to pick some stuff up off the field. The game is underway. We are picked up at the 15-yard line, up to the 20,
hit at the 20, and down at the 27-yard line is the Bear return man. For a pretty good game.
John Baugh on the return went to the right side and had a hole, kind of waited for something more to develop, and it just never really developed. He got what he could out of it, and the Bears will have it at their own 28-yard line.
First and 10 for the Bears from their own 28 as they get set for their first snap from scrimmage for this 24th fall season of football at Willow Springs.
Caden Lee, freshman at quarterback.
Bears come out in a spread formation with 3 wide receivers. 1 man in motion to the near side of the field. He gets the ball, and he wants to throw it. He got a man out there, but it's just a little overthrown.
End around the ball. Ball was he turned into the quarterback, tried to hit Chris McCune, the receiver. And like you said, just a little overthrown, or that would have been
sick.
A big way to open the game. The Bears take a risk, take a little gamble early. It doesn't pay off, but not a bad option there for the Bears. It gives you a look at what they might be able to do.
Put ball in motion. He was lined up as a wide receiver and came across the field, took the ball, and then threw it. Second down 10 for the Bears from their own 28. Snap, hand off to the running back. He's got running room, gets over the 30 and up to the 35-yard line. Good carry for Woolsey. Then a nice hole open up on that right side.
Yeah, offensive line did a nice job to get him some room there. Woolsey, we missed him last year. He got hurt early and really didn't see much action, but he is a talented running back that the Bears will lean on a lot this year.
Sets up a 3rd down and 3 for the Bears at their own 35-yard line. They break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage, and split 2 wide receivers out, one on each side of Lee, who is a freshman quarterback back there for the Bears. Snap of the football. Lee keeps it. Now he throws. He's completed to the receiver at about the 38-yard line.
Good enough for a first down.
First down. I think it's going to be a first down.
Anthony Shortridge, the sophomore with the reception, got enough for a first down. And the Bears, on their first drive of 2024, have a first down. And that's, hey, there's a positive right there. I'm already excited.
Yeah, Lee sprinting out. I thought he might keep the ball, but he had the option to throw it. Did, and got the completion for the first down. So first and 10 for the Bears. Now at the 38-yard line in their own territory. No score early in the ball game. Lee at quarterback gets the snap And hands off to the running back. He's going to the far side of the field. Gets over the 40, up to about the 41, maybe 42-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play, they say. Second down and 6.
It's Anthony Shortridge, the sophomore again, who just made the reception for a first down. Here he picks up 4 yards.
That's a name I hadn't heard before.
No, I haven't heard much of Shortridge, but he's been heavily involved here early.
That's right. Second down and 6 for the Bears. Ball at the 42-yard line now. Got a spread 3 to the near side of the field this time, 1 to the far side, so sure. Spread formation, man in motion to the left, and Lee keeps the ball, and he's in trouble.
Handed off to Shortridge,
okay.
and he didn't go anywhere. Got him in the backfield. He's going to lose about 5 on the play, so there goes that positive momentum, and now the Bears are in a 3rd and long situation.
Looked like the handoff wasn't clean that time either. Just it was slow. The play didn't develop, as I'm sure they had practiced it. So it's 3rd down and 11 now for the Bears from back near the 35-yard line, just over the 45, about the 36. 3rd and long. We'll call it 3rd and 12 now. They got to get to the 48-yard line. Lee at quarterback gets, the snap went right between his legs, and he's running for his life back there. Now he gets rid of it. Got a man out there.
Intercepted. No, incomplete.
He's out of bounds.
Great play by the defensive back for the Cardinals.
Chase Young
made a good play to pick that, but out of bounds. The Bears catch a break there first. They didn't fumble it, which looked like it could have happened.
Actually, Lee did a good job of sprinting out and getting rid of the ball, because he was going to be trapped for a big loss had he not gotten rid of it. So 4th down, a punting situation for the Bears from their own 35, 36-yard line. Cardinals dropped 2 backs back deep. They're standing at about the 30-yard line in their own territory. Who's punting for us this year, Marty?
Well, I will get you that number in just a second.
There's a nice snap and a good, pretty good kick. Not too long, though. And takes a little bounce. Who's got the football? Because it's a live ball. And I think the Cardinals got it.
It's Braden Scarborough, the freshman, with the punt there.
Okay. All right.
Gets it in Lincoln territory. So the Cardinals will have a decent field position here at the 36-yard line. And we'll see the Cardinals for the first time.
It's going to be at the 40-yard line.
Right? Oh, yeah. That's a much better spot than what I thought they were going to get.
So 1st and 10 for the Cardinals at their own 40-yard line. We'll see the Bears on defense for the first time this year. Looking for improvement there.
Sanders, a quarterback for the Cardinals.
He gets the snap of the football, keeps it. He got big running room. He's up to the 50, down to the 45, down to the 43-yard line. So big run on the first play from scrimmage by the quarterback, Riley Sanders, for the Cardinals. He gets it inside the 45 of the Bears, and a pickup of 16 on the play at the 44-yard line of the Bears.
That's a fancy from Sanders. He's an athlete. He can run it. He can throw it, and Bears are going to have to do a better job containing him.
1st and 10 for the Cardinals.
No penalties yet in this first game of the year. 8:25 left to go. First quarter, no score. First drive for Lincoln. They're in Bear territory.
And they're under center as the quarterback puts a man in motion to the right. Hands it off up the middle, and there's nobody there. Bears get inside the 20 down to about the 18-yard line. So 2 running plays get the Cardinals way deep in Bear territory. That line of scrimmage is knocking them around there, Marty.
Yeah, the D-line's not given much opposition here early. The ball's all the way down to the 20-yard line, so a big pickup there, 24-yard pickup for Everhart.
1st and 10 for the Cardinals. They've had 2 plays, 2 1st and 10s.
40 yards of rushing on 2 plays for the Cardinals. We'll see how the Bears respond now that they're knocking on the red zone.
They take their time, the Cardinals do, in lining up and getting another play. I guess that's they're getting it from the sidelines, I suppose.
8 seconds on the play clock.
Quarterback is back in shotgun, gets the snap, hands off to the wingback. He wants to throw. He throws. He's got a man open.
He didn't go down. Well, Good break for the Bears.
Yeah.
As a turnover, Asher Smith with the interception.
Should have took
played that really well, but just fall down. He did not fall down. He tried to run it out, and he gets to about the 4-yard line. So the Bears are going to be backed up, but they have the ball. Lincoln had all the momentum, but the big turnover moves things back the Bears' direction.
Going to put the ball at the 4-yard line. That last play, the Cardinals, the quarterback flipped it to his halfback who threw the ball. And he got a lot of air under that ball, and the Bears were able to get into the end zone and Smith with the interception. So the Bears on the turnover, first and 10 from their own 4-yard line. Lee in his own end zone at quarterback. Now he gets under center, gets the snap, and not much there. Nothing there as the Cardinals stack that up and run it back towards the goal line. So a little loss on the play, it looks like. Gonna say back at the 2 now. Well, about the 3. Okay. Not much loss on the play. Second down and 10 for the Bears with 7:02 left to go here in the first quarter. No score. Looked like the Cardinals had it going for them, but the Bears pull off the turnover. Second down and 10 here on the 4-yard line. Lee gets the snap. Hands off to the, or right up the middle they go over the 6, maybe up to near the 10-yard line.
That's Woolsey. We'll give him 4 on the play. 2 carries for 12 yards for Woolsey.
About the 9-yard line. So the third down and long for the Bears from their own 9-yard line. No score in the ballgame.
Bears trying to get out of a hole.
Yeah.
They're stuck on the Lincoln 9-yard line.
Bears huddle up. Now break the huddle. Send 3 wideouts to the far side of the field. 1 to the near side. Lee back there, the freshman by himself.
And
there's
a
whistle. Timeout's called.
I believe. We'll make sure we get the official. It's a water break with 6 minutes left to go in the first quarter. No score
okay. From
Lincoln. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Halfway through the first quarter, and the Bears and Cardinals no score. They had a water break here. Bears have a 3rd and 5 at their own 9-yard line as we return to action here.
Good time for a water break. Gave the Bears coaching staff a little time to work up this 3rd down. We'll see what they came up with.
Lee ships a man out of the set position, throws it, completes it to the running back. Not much there for him, but nice give and go, and I think he may have got the 1st down, Mark.
He did. John Baugh did a good job after the catch. He kind of had to come back for the catch and then did some good footwork to create that 1st down and move the chains for the Bears.
Yeah, a gain of, 8 on the play up to the 12-yard line. And it will be 1st and 10 for the Bears. Bears showing a willingness to throw that football around a little bit, aren't they?
They are. Got a talented young quarterback in Lee as the freshman. Gets ready for a 1st down.
3 wideouts, 1st and 10 from the 12. Lee puts a man in motion, gets the snap, hands off late to the running back. He is hit and down after gaining short yardage on the play.
Short yardage for Shortridge. I don't know if he got any. In fact, he went back just a little bit.
I'm trying to get my yard marker straight here.
Kind of at a hard angle. We're in an open-air booth here.
Yeah. I think he did lose a yard on the play. I had him at the 12-yard line, and actually I think they were starting.
Yeah, I think he went back a yard, so it'll be 2nd and 11.
Yeah, from the 11.
On the 16.
Okay. All right, I'll let you call that. The 2nd down and long, that's what we know for sure. Lee gets the snap, rolls to his left, looking to throw. He does at the last minute.
Oh, just about got him.
And it's incomplete.
Incomplete is a little bit of a low throw, but right before he went out of bounds, he unloaded the ball and tried to get it to Everett Smith, but it'll be an incomplete pass to bring up a 3rd and long for the Bears, trying to get another 3rd down conversion here and keep the offense on the field.
Impressed with Lee so far as his abilities back there. He's
athletic.
He's being rushed every time he gets his hands on the ball. They're after him. Again, spread offense
three wide outs on the near side, gives the snap. They want to throw. They go to the short man, and he gets about to the 15-yard line or the 20-yard line where he is brought down. That'll be well short of a first down and another punting situation for the Bears.
For the flag, and it was thrown in the direction of holding. Flag's about the 13-yard line. It would be a pickup of about 5 yards, but we'll see what the White Hat wants to say. It is holding on the Bears. We'll see if Lincoln's going to decline
that
penalty, and it'll be fourth down for the Bears. So the play stands, and it'll be fourth and...
put the ball at the 14, so it's fourth down at about 9 for the Bears. So that'll bring on Braden again to punt.
You would think. It'll be about a 4th and 9, yeah.
The Bears huddle up back there, break the huddle. And they're not showing punt, but we'll see.
Wow, this is gutsy.
Yeah, it is. 4th down for the Bears and 9 from their own 14, and they're not showing punt. Lee back in the quarterback position.
The timeout, yeah. I thought that maybe the direction they were going there. Now the Bears will take a timeout.
Yeah.
With 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter, scoreless in Lincoln. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
All right, Bears to punt on 4th down and 9 from their own 14-yard line. Sanders back deep to receive the punt for the Cardinals.
Scarborough back to receive the punt.
Scarborough gets it away. Better kick this time. Fair catch.
Oh, he fumbled. It's a bear ball.
Pick it up and go.
Wow.
Field. Wow.
Called for a fair catch, and then he fumbled it, and right there was Everett Smith. And just an easy scoop up for Everett. He was given room for the fair catch, but then it bounced right off the protector. And two turnovers now by the Cardinals have given the Bears great opportunity here at midfield. They're going to mark it at the 45. Well, now they're going to move it back a little farther in the 44.
Why would they do that?
I don't know, because
it happened at midfield. Anyway. All right,
44-yard
line.
Between the 45 and the 50 when he covered it up. But anyway, it's at the 44, and here we go.
So the Bears gain new life, 1st and 10 at their own 44-yard line after Sanders fumbled a fair catch for the Cardinals. Lee under center this time, two backs behind him, gets the snap, hands off keeps it himself, and he's up to the midfield stripe for a nice gain on 1st down. Going to put it right on the midfield stripe, right on the 50-yard line, 2nd down 4 for the Bears. At midfield.
Lee gives the Bears a lot of good looks. Just a good athlete. Jace Rogers, the senior, will be eligible next week for the Bears. So another weapon will be added to the mix for the home opener.
2nd down and 4. Lee gets the snap. Hands off to the running back.
Good job by Woolsey. He's trying.
Gets the tackle and gets back to the line of scrimmage. And that's about it.
He worked hard to get back to the line.
He did.
Broke a couple of tackles, but all he's got to show for it is a half a yard gain, maybe.
Maybe.
It'll be 3rd down and 5, or 4.
Yeah.
A long 4, short 5 for the Bears.
2:55 left to go in the first quarter. No score between the Cardinals and the Bears. A couple of breaks have gone the Bears' way here in the early going. A couple of turnovers. Bears break the huddle. Come up to the line of scrimmage. Lee back there, quarterback, has a back there with him, along with three wideouts. There's the snap. Lee pitches on
hard.
The option. And the running back got up to the line of scrimmage, and that was about it.
Shortridge couldn't get anything. Went back a yard.
Yeah, lost a little on the play. It'll be 4th down and 5 for the Bears. Near midfield. We'll see if they go for it here. You know, you're midfield.
Might be tempting here.
Yeah.
Really, Lincoln has only had 3 plays on offense. Bear offense has been on the field for the vast majority of the first quarter.
Bears are going to show they're going to go for it for 4th down and 5 near midfield. Snap of the football.
Ball's going to throw it.
Throws complete.
They're going to get the first down.
First down, Bears, and more down inside the 30. All the way to the 27-yard line. So Shortridge.
And there's a flag back at midfield.
Oh.
Man. Ugh. And it may all come back. Nice little run.
nice,
good pass, nice. First of all, to Shortridge, and then he just made a really good run after the catch.
Yeah, the run was even better than the catch, so we'll see what the penalty is about, but the Bears are thinking
it's going to be a hold, I'm sure. So that's going to turn this into a punting situation. It looked like the Bears were going to have a great opportunity there deep in Lincoln territory. Instead, they're going to move it back 10 yards, and they're going to have to punt it away. First penalty that has been accepted by the Bears tonight.
Or accepted against the Bears.
Either way you want to put it. But that hurts, and that changes momentum, and the Bears will have to punt it away, and Scarborough will be back in to punt. Lincoln will send Sanders and his friend back to the 30-yard line. We're late
somebody.
Getting somebody on the field.
Yeah. Fourth and long. Scarborough to punt. He's standing inside his 30. Gets it away. Pretty good kick. Taken by the... Well,
he called for a fair catch, and then he started to run.
Well,
so they're
going to
mark
that.
Him down where he had the fair catch, was at the 34. And
that's a penalty, I'm thinking, if he takes off running when he calls for a fair catch, because the defense is not ready to defend.
Well, they're not going to call it, so.
Well, they should.
It'll be first and 10 for Lincoln from their own 34-yard line, and Lincoln will run only their fourth play from scrimmage in the first quarter. We've got 90 seconds left to go in the first quarter, and Lincoln's only ran three plays.
Two of them were for 40 yards.
Yeah, right. I don't want to mention that. But.
Sanders at quarterback, first and 10 from the 34-yard line, back in the shotgun, gets the snap, hands off up the middle. That's a better defensive tackle for the Bears as they held in a 2-yard gain on the play to the 36. Second down and 8. Yeah, they give him about
number 5, Elijah Smith, with the carry.
About 3 on the play. So spot the ball at the 37-yard line, second down and 7 for the Cardinals with a minute left to go here in the first quarter. No score.
Lincoln.
They take a long time.
They do.
Long time
it's
between
a,
snaps.
It's a rapidly moving game. We're just like 20 minutes into it and just about over the first quarter.
Yeah. Second and 7. Sanders, a quarterback.
Movement.
Yep. Flags go down. So we've got a penalty against the Cardinals on that play, which will stop the clock at 38 seconds in the first quarter.
Lincoln's first penalty of the game.
Set them back 5 yards from the 37 to 32. And it'll be second down and 12 for the Cardinal offense there. Here we go. Man in motion.
Low
man
snap.
A low snap. Quarterback gets it. Sanders, he finally just heaves it over to the sidelines. Incomplete. And a bad snap, actually.
There's a flag coming late. I think Coach Brookshire was down there lobbying for that flag, and he got it. That's we'll wait and see what the explanation is there.
Yeah, I'm seeing the high five there.
We're up with the coaches. What did Brookshire see down there, Coach?
A penalty.
A penalty. Intentional grounding.
We'll see what the call is here. If it's intentional.
That would be my guess, yeah.
They'll lose the down. It'll be third down. See what they're going to call. 27 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Still no score. They pick up the flag. Do they do anything?
Intentional grounding on Lincoln.
Yeah, intentional grounding. I think they just lose the down, don't they? Or maybe they get a penalty too, I guess.
Illegal man downfield was the call.
Ah, okay.
There we go.
All right, that takes the ball back inside the 30 to the 26-yard line. It'll be second down and about 18 now for the Cardinals.
Will likely be the last play of the quarter, 27 seconds left in the quarter.
As long as they take between snaps.
Well, I say that if it's a pass, and it's probably not, so I shouldn't make statements like that. But we are very close to the end of the first quarter. Second and 17 for the Cardinals.
From the 20... With 27 seconds left.
Blow
again.
Timeout Lincoln. 27 seconds left to go first quarter. We'll be back for the conclusion, potentially, of the first quarter. There is no score. the Bears and the Lincoln Cardinals back in 60, Bear football on KUKU.
27 seconds left to go in the quarter. Cardinals with the ball on second down and long. This time he airs it out.
Overthrow.
It's incomplete down the far sideline. Boy, it was close.
Receiver had his man beat.
And he had his
that
man.
Ball was on the money. That would have been six.
Yeah.
But he was overthrown. The Bears dodge a bullet there, and it brings that third and 17. Ball on the Lincoln 27-yard line. First pass attempt for Sanders. Well, I guess second pass attempt. That was a penalty, so we erased that. It's the first official pass attempt for Sanders.
Sanders, quarterback with some experience. He's a junior, Riley Sanders.
Looked like a pretty big arm there. He put it a long ways downfield, just overthrew his man.
Had a nice spiral on it. Good looking task.
May look to do it again here.
Yep. Got a wide receiver split out on each side of him. And out of the shotgun, Sanders wants to throw again, and he's going to shorter this time. Bears knock it down. Incomplete.
Shortridge was there to knock it down. Almost got an interception.
Yeah.
But knocks it down, and the Lincoln Cardinals are going to have to punt it away. So nice job by the Bear defense, who got bailed out by an interception on that first drive, and this time looked much more comfortable in what they were doing. Got some help from a couple of penalties, but... And the Bears send one man, it's John Baugh, back at about their own 37-yard line with 18 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
All right, fourth and long. There's the snap over the head of the punter. The Bears hurry back there to try to get him. And now he's going to try to throw it. And
the Bears have it.
And the Bears have it inside the 15-yard line.
The 14-yard line is where the Bears will take over.
Wow.
And, man, Lincoln has had some mistakes here in the first quarter.
Yeah, the Cardinals really blew that one. The snap was way over the head of the punter. He went back almost to his end zone to pick it up. The Bears kind of pursued. They kept pursuing him. And he was trying to throw the ball.
Well, he tried to kick it right at the end, and the Bears just closed in time to knock it down
and recover the fumble. Well, it's their ball. Bear ball. That's the 13-yard line of Lincoln with 9 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Lincoln kind of self-destructing on that series.
Lincoln's going to look back at this first quarter and realize these mistakes have really changed the momentum of this game, and now the Bears have an opportunity to take the lead.
Coach Lee at quarterback in the shotgun, gets the snap, hands off to the running back, still on his feet. Woolsey gets run out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. So good run by Woolsey that time. Boy, he did a good job evading tacklers on that play.
He's a tough running back, just a tough kid to bring down, and they're going to mark him out.
Oh, okay.
At about the
about the 8-yard line.
Yeah, about a 5-yard carry for Woolsey.
So second down and 5 for the Bears from the 8-yard line of Lincoln, and 3 seconds on the clock in the first quarter, so we'll see if we get this off. Bears line it up from the 8-yard line. Lee out of the shotgun. Put Shortridge right there with him. Gets the snap.
Keeps it
himself and gets to about the 5-yard line. That will be close to a first down, but that's the end of the first quarter of play with the score. Cardinals nothing and the Bears nothing as we get set for the second quarter. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back to Bear Football, opening night, as the Bears are in Lincoln, Missouri. That's just north of Warsaw, up in the Truman Lake area. Bears start the second quarter with a good opportunity to get on the scoreboard. They're inside the 10-yard line of the Lincoln Cardinals. Have it second down or third down.
Third down and 5.
Third down and about 5 yards to go for a first down, and, of course, 8 yards to go for the TD. The Bears doing a good job on defense on that last series, preventing the Cardinals from throwing the ball. A little breeze blowing, picking up some wind noise. Two downs to get 5 yards. Here we go. Handoff goes up the middle. Woolsey inside the 5 and close to a first down.
He'll get four of the five, it looks like. I really have a hard time judging the...
It's right on the five-yard line, so we'll give him three. It'll make it fourth down and two here for the Bears. So, got to have at least two to keep the drive going. Five gets you 6 points.
I'd want it
Big
in the,
play coming here.
I'd want it in the hands of the freshman quarterback, I think.
Olsey's been good for three or four yards
that's
a pop,
true.
So...
Fourth down.
What they want to do.
Fourth down for the Bears from the 5 yard line of Lincoln. Still in the shotgun as the quarterback, Lee, gets a snap.
Oh, no.
Hands off to the running back, Woolsey, and he doesn't get it.
He's going to lose a yard.
Yeah.
The Cardinals had that one read perfectly. Had three guys in the backfield as soon as Woolsey had the ball. So Bears miss an opportunity to score there and give it back to the Cardinals. Both teams with missed opportunities early in this game, and we're still scoreless with 11-11 left to go in the first half.
So the Cardinals will take over at their own 6 yard line and no score in the ball game. They've got 94 yards to go, the Cardinals do, as they take over here at Bears 6. Bears, good opportunity there, just couldn't quite get it in the end zone.
They've been Lincoln back, though, and now we'll see if the defense can create something.
Sanders, in there at quarterback, standing in near his own goal line, gets the snap, hand off to the running back, and he gets short yardage, really gets over the 10 to about the 11-yard line. So a gain of about 5 on the play, be second down and 5 for Lincoln.
Everhart with the carry. 2 carries for 29 yards for Caden Everhart. He's a senior on this team. They've got some good athletes, won 3 games last year and brought all their returners back, so this is an experienced team.
They take their time between plays. This is not a hurry-up offense of any sort.
it's not. 15 seconds on the play clock, and now they break the huddle.
All right. Second down and 5 here. Sanders back in the shotgun, keeps the back in there with him, gets the snap. Wants to run the football, and here he comes up the near sideline. Got some running room, first down and more. And he breaks the tackle, gets up to the 40 and up to the 45-yard line, where he is finally brought down at the 46. So big gainer on the play of 30-some yards.
33 yards for Smith.
Bears got behind him a little bit, and that cost him. So.
Poor tackling on that
run
there. He had a good head of steam and good momentum, and he was going to get 10 or 15 yards, but the lazy tackling didn't help. And now Lincoln's got it near midfield.
First and 10 for the Cardinals at the 46-yard line. Their own territory still, but they're out of the hole now for sure with that big, big run.
Break the huddle.
One wide out to each side of the field for Sanders at quarterback. And the man in the slot gets the
fumble.
There's a fumble, and the quarterback gets it back, picks it up. He's going to get positive yardage out of it. Wow, that's unfortunate. Bears had an opportunity there, but gain of 2 on the play up to the 48-yard line. Sanders did a good job recovering. They've had some bad snaps back there.
Snapping has been a problem for Lincoln tonight, but Sanders, a good athletic quarterback, he was able to go back, get it, get a couple of yards. Make it a second down and 8, the Bears defense has got to watch the run. 3 carries for over 15 yards for the Cardinals here in the first half.
9 minutes plus a little left to go here in the half. No score in the ball game. Lincoln has a second down and 8 at their own 48. 2 wide receivers, 1 in the slot. And Sanders, a quarterback, gets the snap this time, hands off to the running back, runs into his own man, and then Then the Bear defense collapses on him after he got about 4 yards on the play. So it'll be third down and about 4 for the Cardinals inside Bear territory at the 48-yard line.
It's Everhart picking up 4 yards. Everhart, Sanders, and Smith, the 3 guys that will handle the ball, at least for the first half here for the Cardinals. Everhart, 3 carries, 33 yards.
Third down, 4 yards to go for the Cardinals.
This is just the 10th offensive play of the night for Lincoln.
They don't hurry up. They just don't do it. They've got a full house backfield this time. on third down and four. They've got all four guys in the backfield. Give it to the tailback, and he uses his blockers and gets all the way inside the 40 down to the bare 39-yard line. So that full house backfield acting as blockers really, really helped out the running back that time, and he got all the way to the 39. 9-yard gain for a first down for Lincoln. On a drive.
With the carry. The littlest guy in the fullback backfield got the ball and squirmed his way 9 yards, picks up another first down, and Lincoln continues to move the chains. 7.5 minutes left to go. First half, no score in Lincoln between the Bears and the Cardinals.
Finally, they break the huddle. They use a lot of clock. Sanders, again, with everybody in the backfield. Whoop, the mix up in the backfield, the quarterback keeping the ball, and he is going to be hit and dropped inside the 50 and all the way back to the Lincoln 48-yard line.
Caden Wolsey with a sack. And there was a mix-up, and he just about fumbled the ball. Great athleticism by Sanders to just maintain possession on that play, but then he was running for his life, and Wolsey able to finish him off.
Lost 12 yards on that play all the way back to the Lincoln 49, so it will be second down and 22 for the Cardinals.
Big play. That can help shift momentum on this drive. The Bears need to keep pushing them backwards. Second and 22, the ball on the Lincoln 49-yard line.
We may have a water break before this next play if they take it halfway through.
We'll have one more play.
All right. Second long, Sanders back in the quarterback position, gets the snap. He wants to throw. Going to the near side of the field, got his man that time. Big gainer on the play all the way down to the 37-yard line. So big gain.
First down.
And big gain on the play. I don't think so.
Yeah, he got it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
I was looking at the wrong marker.
It's third down and about seven.
Okay, my bad. Picked up
right.
A good 15 yards.
He got 15 yards on the play. Time out for a water break. All right. I knew it was coming. We'll take a 2-minute time in here. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. And welcome back to Bear Football. Bear Football in the opening night. They've run a play since we've last talked. No gain on the play. So it's fourth down and seven for the Cardinals.
They're going for it.
At the 36-yard line of the Bears. Sanders at quarterback.
Flag.
Drops back to throw. Flag on the play. And is it complete or not?
It is complete, but there is a flag, and Bears are going to hope that goes against Lincoln. If not, it's a first down.
Okay. Officials are going to talk about it. The man in the white hat says, what is it?
Yeah, he's going to casually walk over and keep everybody in suspense for just a second. False guard on the offense. So.
Yep.
That'll back him up 5 yards, and we'll see if they still want to go for it on 4th and 12 now instead of 4th and 7.
Well, they're in Bear territory, so I'd say they probably will. I don't know.
Backs it up to the 41. You could pin the Bears deep here or go for it.
They'll make it 4th down and 13 for the Cardinals from the Bear 41-yard line.
At least the first half, Lincoln has seemed to be kind of a all-or-nothing type of offense. They either get 15 or 20 yards, or they go backwards. So they're going to go for it. No, they're going to punt. They're going to punt.
Okay.
At least they show punt.
Drop back in punt formation anyway. Kicker standing at about midfield. Bears drop back deep to about the 5-yard line.
Now whistles blow.
Well, timeout, I think.
Miller's going to take their, want to call them the Miller Cardinals now. They look red. It's Liberty. It's Miller. It's Lincoln. It's a team we never play in anything, but it's the Lincoln Cardinals, and they're going to take a timeout. With 4:20 to go in the first half, we're scoreless in Lincoln. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Welcome back. 4:15 left to go, and the Cardinals decided not to punt, but to go for it, and they got it.
Beautiful pass right to the intended target, right about 2 yards in front of the first down marker. So it will be a first down if it stands, but there's a flag at the 30-yard line.
I don't know what the flag would be about.
There's pass interference on the Bears.
Okay.
So that penalty will be declined. Move the chains, and Miller, or rather Lincoln, gets a huge fourth down conversion to keep their drive alive, get a fresh set of downs at the 27-yard line.
Bears almost knocked it down on defense, but missed the ball, and it went right in the arms of the receiver. First and 10 for the Lincoln Cardinals at the 27-yard line. Two wide receivers. There's the handoff to their running back, and he gets short yardage on the play, maybe a yard.
Smith stopped right there, and a nice job by Isaac Murphy to bring him down.
Second down and long for the... You're just about got me calling them.
That's right. It's contagious.
Lincoln Cardinals.
Smith had five carries for 47 yards tonight for Lincoln. But one of those carries was for 33. So excuse me.
That's where most of it came from. Ball is sitting right on the 27 and a half yard line, something like that.
3 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the first half. It's 7:45. We are racing through this game.
Second down and 11 from the 28, we'll call it. Sanders gets the snap, hands off again to the running back who gets free. He gets inside the 20 and down for another first down, it looks like. About the, maybe not the first down marker, but close. Down to the 19-yard line.
That's Everhart. Chaney brought him down, but a good run by Everhart. He's a tough guy to bring down. He's their bigger running back and did a nice job picking his way through traffic. Going to be a little short of the first down.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple of yards short. Third down and two from the 19-yard line for the Cardinals. Sanders at quarterback in the shotgun with the back there with him. Hands off to that back who
got him in the backfield.
Up in the backfield. So it's going to be fourth down. They'll bring up another fourth down call for Lincoln as they spot the ball. See where they spot the ball. I think it's outside the 20.
Going to lose a couple yards.
The 21-yard line. Got to get to the 17, so it's going to be fourth down and four for Lincoln. Time running out here in the first half. We're down to the 2 minute warning in the first half. No score in the ball game.
Lincoln going to try to go 2 for 2 on fourth down conversions on this drive. This one's much more manageable. The 4th and 4 on the Bear 21-yard line. 15 Bear. Seconds still, so they've got plenty of time.
Yeah. All right. Sanders in the shotgun with a man in motion. Hands off.
Fakes it.
Throws it. Got a man open down there.
Touchdown.
Cardinals.
Boy, they drew that up beautifully, and it was a great pitch and catch. Sanders to Everhart from 21 yards out. He had the height over Smith. Smith jumped to try to tip it, but not enough hops for Smith, and the touchdown breaks the scoreless game, and the Cardinals break on top 6-0.
1:30 left to go here in the first half of play. It's our first score of the night. As the Cardinals are going for two here from the 3-yard line, Sanders gets the snap, keeps the ball, throws it.
Complete
for the 2-point conversion. So with 1:30 left to go here in the first half of play, Lincoln breaks on top by a score of 8-0. We'll be back for the Lincoln kickoff in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 1:30 left to go in the first half. Lincoln has just scored to go up 8-0 over the Bears. Bears getting set to receive the kickoff. Been a pretty good first half. The Bears pretty encouraging from the standpoint of hanging in there.
That drive, they got them to fourth down twice and just couldn't quite close the deal. And Lincoln's been threatening for much of the half and finally get it into the end zone. Lead at 8-0, but still 90 seconds for the Bears to try to respond on offense.
Right. Lincoln to kick off from the 40-yard line. It's a line drive bouncing kick taken by the Bears at the 20-yard line. 25-30, 35-40. And finally.
Man, Pyle pushed him about 5 yards there.
Finally up over the 45 to the 46-yard line, so a good return by the Bears.
Good shot by Ball, who's a little slow getting up, but he just kind of rode the wave there for about 6 or 7 yards.
And kind of holding his
Bears will have decent field position.
Anyway, yeah, first and 10 for the Bears from their own 46-yard line with 1:22 left to go in the first half.
Love to see the Bears do some trickery here and try to answer that score with a minute 22 to go in the half.
Lee at quarterback, man in motion to the right. Motion man gets the ball. And he is hit and dropped for a loss of 6 on the play. And that was ball with the ball.
Yeah, that didn't work. Lincoln all over that. They sniffed that out quickly. It just took too long to develop. Loss of 6 for John Ball.
Second down and 16 for the Bears. Back at their own 40-yard line. Clock moving inside of a minute left to go in the half. At halftime, we'll have some fall focus for you and some spring recap.
Confusion on the Bears on offense, trying to get everybody in position. Meanwhile, the clock running at 45 seconds.
Quarterback rolls out to the near side of the field. Got a man. Oh,
that's a drop.
Picked off. No, it's dropped. Yeah.
Ooh. Bears can wipe their brow a little bit there, as that was near disaster.
Senior Justin Bowman was back there and had his hands all around that ball.
He caught it.
And then dropped it.
So, it's an incomplete pass. No harm on that one. 36 seconds left to go in the half. It'll be 3rd and 16 now for the Bears, and now you start thinking, hey, let's just get to the locker room.
Yeah.
Lincoln will have the ball to start the second half. We will have our fall sports focus coming up at halftime. Stick around for that. We'll recap and preview a little bit of our fall sports, getting ready to kick off at Willow Springs School.
3rd down 16 for the Bears here. Let's put everybody in tight. Looks like Lee under center for the quarterback this time. It's the snap of the football, just hands it off. And no gain on the play for the Bears, as Lincoln was ready for that. And I think the Bears were just ready to probably concede this halftime score of 8-0. It's 20 seconds left to go. See if anybody wants to stop the clock here. Looks like
Lincoln's going to let it go, and the Bears certainly will let it go.
Yeah.
With 10 seconds left, I think
4th down and 16.
Everybody seems content to head to the locker room with the home team. Actually, now Coach Swan, he was waiting for 1 second on the clock, and then he took a timeout.
Maybe he's going to try something here on 4th down.
Coach Swan's got an idea of what he might like to do here with 1 second on the clock. The scoreboard says zeros, but Coach Swan was down there with the official and motion that he was going to take a timeout with 1 second. So he got that timeout granted, and the Bears will have one play to run here and try to capture a little magic right before the end of the first half. A very competitive first half for the Willow Springs Bears. That's what we were hoping to see in
right.
the first half, and I think we did. And it'll be interesting to see what adjustments are made at halftime, but definitely a competitive game and an 8-0 score at halftime. Certainly, the Bears are right there in this ball game.
Bears didn't have that last year.
Nothing
at halftime. All right, here we go. On 4th down and 16, the Bears have 1 second. They're gonna draw
something fancy,
something a little different here on 4th down and long. Cardinals drop everybody back and prevent defense except for the guys up front.
He's gonna run it.
And Lee ran the ball off
the positive yard.
Yep. He was run out of bounds after getting a first down at about the 40-yard line. So, that's a good way to end the half, I guess, with a first down for the Bears. So, at halftime, our score is Lincoln 8, Willow Springs nothing. And we'll be back, what do you say, 2 minutes?
Let's go 2 minutes.
All right, and then we'll talk about what's happened in the first half and also with our fall focus, our fall sports focus, and spring recap. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back to Lincoln. Lincoln, Missouri is where we're at tonight for the opener for the Willow Springs Bears. Bears are down 8-0 at halftime. Been an entertaining first half of play for Bear fans, I think, because of the fact that things could have gone a lot worse for the Bears. They had some opportunities and couldn't quite convert, but kept that more experienced Lincoln team out of the end zone until a minute and a half left in the half. So that's encouraging.
Yeah, it was an encouraging first half. You obviously would have liked to have been tied or had a lead here. Bears had one good opportunity inside the 10-yard line and couldn't cash in. And really, Lincoln had a couple of chances in the red zone, and the Bears were able to keep them out until that last drive where they let him off the hook twice on fourth down. And they've certainly made Lincoln work for it. And the Cardinals leading 8-0 at halftime. Taking a look at our halftime stats, just that one scoring play. It was Sanders on a 21-yard touchdown pass, 2-point conversion, 8-0. That's our only scoring. Sanders really, you know, the running game was looking good for the Cardinals early, but Sanders' passing game really picked up in that second quarter, and I think that's really what ignited their offense. He didn't throw the ball a lot, but he was 3-for-4 for 49 yards and a touchdown, so that's pretty efficient. And Sanders' kid with a big arm, we noticed that the one that he missed was just a little overthrown, but it was about 30 yards downfield. So definitely he is the playmaker for this team. And Sanders is somebody the Bears are going to have to get a little pressure on in the second half.
And I think Lincoln did have a little trouble snapping the ball, too. Their snapper, their center, was he had a few bad snaps. So that helped the Bear defense a little bit, too. But taking all that into consideration, still it's only an 8-0 game. And the Bears have played competitive.
Lincoln, they have one interception. That was the halfback, Everhart, throwing the ball. That was the interception. But Sanders has done a great job for them. Running the ball, Sanders 3 carries for 6 yards. And then it's Everhart and Smith, kind of the thunder lightning. Everhart's the big guy, Smith's the little guy. Everhart's got 5 carries for 42 yards. Smith, 5 carries for 47 yards. So really pretty good offensive production for Lincoln. But it's been their mistakes, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
They've had some bad snaps. They had the interception, some penalties, 3 penalties for Lincoln. But this is definitely a team that's got a lot of offensive firepower, and the Bears are going to have to play a solid second half to keep them out of the end zone. For the Bears on offense, at times, looked like they were getting some momentum, but you can tell it's a young, inexperienced team. They've got a freshman quarterback who's done a nice job, but man, that's a freshman quarterback.
Right.
Your first high school action is a varsity Friday night football game. That's being thrown to the wolves. But Lee has done a pretty good job. He is 3-for-5, passing for 16 yards. They've kept everything pretty short as far as the passing game for Lee. And then he's ran the ball 4 times for 24 yards, a bunch of that on that last play right before half. Shortridge, 5 carries, -3 yards, but he's done some nice jobs receiving the ball. He's looked like a good receiver. And really, that stat line's kind of misleading because he's had some good opportunities with the ball. Woolsey, 6 carries for 20 yards for the Bears. And John Baugh has been active as well as a return man, as a receiver. Bears with 4 first downs. Lincoln with 5. Bears have been penalized just 1 for 10 yards. They had 1 decline. But really a pretty clean first half of the first game for the Bears. So a lot to like about this first half. But the Bears trail 8-0 at the halftime.
Okay. All right. Don't guess we have any other scores.
Well, I need to look at the other scores, and I will do that maybe after our next break.
All right.
Because there's a lot of good games, all non-conference games, so quite a few games that we'll look through, and we'll have that after our next break before we get into the third quarter. So stick around for that. And again, next week the Bears will be at home. Polinski Field, it's the home opener. That's always a lot of fun. So we're hoping for a big, big crowd Friday night as the Bears welcome the Pleasant Hope Pirates to Polinski Field next Friday night.
I think we got close to Pleasant Hope on our way up here.
We saw the turnoff.
About an hour down the road.
It's a ways up here. It sure is.
Okay. Let's see. We are next week, as Marty said, it's the home opener with Pleasant Hope. And so hopefully the Bears will do well and come away with
next week.
But we can still got a half to go here.
Yes.
We encourage you to listen in and tune in because we've got another half to go and the Bears are playing competitive.
Absolutely. This is a good ball game. It's a one-score game, and the Bears have lots of opportunities coming up. Lincoln will have the ball to start third quarter, and we'll see what adjustments have been made at halftime. And, of course, at halftime in Bear football games, we love to do the fall sports focus and shine the spotlight on many other teams and other sports going on, and a lot of them have just kicked off or getting ready to kick off around the high school. So where would you like to go first, Larry?
Let's go tennis, first of all. They're usually September. They are packed with activity, and I understand they're already underway.
Yeah, they're at a tournament today. It's a two-day Joplin tennis tournament. Report from Coach Cox, off to a good start. We have 21 girls playing tennis this year. They're at the Joplin Interstate Tournament. Started with three matches today. Began the day with a 3-2 close loss to Bentonville, Arkansas. They play some big dogs at this Joplin tournament. Then rebounded with a 4-1 win over Joplin, the host school. That's a big school. And then finished the day with a 4-1 loss to a really good team from Lee's Summit West. So, I mean, you're talking Bentonville, Lee's Summit, and Joplin, and Willow Springs. One of these things just doesn't belong there. But, hey, they were right there with them and got a win against Joplin. Top eight girls here at the tournament are Lillian Weimer. She's a senior. Their number two is Brianna Hahn, senior. So two really good seniors to anchor that team. Karis Cochran, a junior, at the number three spot. Sheridan Hoskins, a junior, at number four. Zoe Johnson, junior, at number five. Number six is Riley Faye Unruh. She is a junior. And Riley Sarter, sophomore, at number seven. And Katie Spence, at number eight, sophomore, for the Lady Bear tennis team. Next week, they've got two matches. Tuesday, they travel to Waynesville. And then Thursday, travel to West Plains. There's a good opportunity to just ride down the road a little bit. West Plains is a really nice complex to watch a tennis match. Mm-hmm. So about 4 o'clock, go down to West Plains, watch the Lady Bear tennis team in action. And they've got a big day tomorrow, too, at Joplin, where they'll play three more matches at that interstate tournament. Coach Cox also wants to give a shout-out to former Lady Bear tennis star Mikaylee Cox, who had a great career at Willow. She's now playing tennis at Evangel University.
Oh.
So she has joined the Evangel tennis team this year. That's just really cool to see. So congrats to Kylie Cox playing tennis for the Evangel University Crusaders this year.
Okay.
So, good report from Coach Cox.
Yep. All right. I don't know that anybody else is in action yet. The volleyball team.
No, we got previews for the other two.
Okay. All right. Let's preview volleyball.
All right. Well, volleyball did have a little action. They were in their jamboree yesterday. Houston. They beat Houston in two sets, 25-27 and 20-25. Girls split with Kabul, 1-1, losing the first set 25-22, winning the second 25-17. And Coach Collins, I saw her in the hallway today, actually, and I said, hey, how did it go yesterday, Coach? And she said, really well. And I said, well, that's from you, that's really high praise.
Yeah.
Coach Collins doesn't just sprinkle confetti around, and, you know, she's it takes a lot to impress Coach Collins. But she was impressed with that jamboree, and they have a big, big game this week against West Plains, at West Plains on Tuesday.
Wow.
So Thursday you can go tennis, but Tuesday go to West Plains and watch the Lady Bear volleyball team against the Lady Zizzers. JV will start at 5, varsity will follow. It's a really big game for the volleyball team, and you beat a team like West Plains the first match of the year, that gives you a lot of momentum going into the season. So good luck. The expectations are sky high for that Lady Bear volleyball team this year, and they'd love to start off with a win against the county rivals from the south. So good luck to Coach Collins and the volleyball
girls. That's
girls.
their only meet next week?
No. Thursday they'll have a home match.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought that up. Home opener Thursday night for the Lady Bears. They'll take on Mansfield at Mumford Gym. So first chance to get back into Mumford Gym for the season, Lady Bears and Mansfield on Thursday. And then cross country has not begun yet. They're always a little later getting started. We always give Coach Wagner, we give him a hard time about that, but it's not Coach Wagner anymore.
Oh,
and that's, man, what an era that was. And at some point, we just need to have Coach Wagner up here to kind of reminisce about his coaching career, because that guy has just not gotten enough credit for what he has done at Willow as far as track and cross country. And he kind of slipped out the back door without much fanfare, and we got to make sure that Coach Wagner gets some fanfare. But he has handed the baton off to a new coach, Mindy Cooper, and Coach Cooper comes to us from the West Plains area. She's had a lot of experience with cross country and running, and I think she's going to do a great job. Their first meet is September 7th, so a week from tomorrow. They'll be at Dexter at the middle school and high school meet. Three high school runners, but tons of middle school runners, and
that's good.
So we'll see if hopefully Coach Cooper keeps those kids in the program and really get those numbers back up and carry on what Coach Wagner has begun here. Well, Coach Hatley, and you know, we've got a great history of cross country in Willow Springs.
All right, that's the three other sports that are going on this fall. I guess that's it.
And normally we'll have a fall sports focus athlete of the week, but not the first week. We'll save that for week number two. So tune in next week for our fall sports athlete of the week. But because it's week one, we just really don't have a full slate of fall sports focus. And Larry had the idea that maybe we should go back and talk a little bit about spring sports, because we didn't get to talk about them at all.
I think a spring recap, because there were some exciting things that happened in sports last spring at Willow Springs High School. I mean, some really exciting things.
Banners were hung.
Yes.
Or banners, will be hung.
Banners are going up at Mumford Gym because of last spring. And the first one I'll talk about is the golf team.
Yeah.
Wow. That Willow Springs golf team, Coach Johnson, right?
Coach Johnson.
Took those kids up there. And they came home second in the state.
Just a phenomenal showing. And I was watching the, they had the scores live streaming, and you could kind of track the progress of how the team was doing. And it was so close. The Bears had the lead for a little while, and we thought, oh, my goodness, we're going to be state champs.
Yeah.
But it just let it slip away at the end. But the state runner-up Bears, that is a phenomenal, phenomenal effort by Coach Johnson. Alex Moritz, the Altermat boys, and I know I'm going to forget somebody, and I should have written it down, but that team, they're going to get a banner hung in the gym for that state runner-up performance, and just a, you know, going up against these private schools, and,
right.
And there's Willow Springs, and you want to talk about a program, Coach Johnson and Coach Mallow before him have built a really strong golf program here at Willow Springs, and a second-place finish in the state of Missouri, and want to definitely give them some props, and we'll have probably during basketball season we'll have a night honoring that golf team where we unveil the banner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The state of Missouri. I guess it's not a banner anymore, it's a plaque, but you know what I'm talking about if you've been in Mumford, and we love to put those plaques up there.
We can make a banner too.
Last I heard, Coach James was still trying to figure out the right shade of maroon to make sure it matches the rest of the plaques up there, but hopefully by basketball season we have that hanging.
Okay, all right. Then the next recap we'll go with is softball. Wow, that was a first again. Again, it was first for golf for a runner-up in the state. This time, the final four for the Willow Springs High School softball team. Wow.
Making history the first time that a softball team from Willow Springs has been able to advance to the Final Four, and we had the privilege of going to Springfield and broadcasting those games. That was one of the most fun seasons I've had as a broadcaster. I'm guessing you probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
And that team was very special to us, obviously. But man, they what a fun season that was, and we got to do the quarterfinal game against the Houston Tigers, a team that had beaten the Lady Bears in the regular season for the conference championship. And we got the rematch that the coaches wanted at home.
Right.
And, man, the bats came alive. And,
and before that, it was Ava.
Yeah, in the district championship game. Yeah,
game.
That was a thriller.
At Mount Grove.
Extra innings.
Yeah.
You had Alicia Shank flying around the bases and scoring the winning run. And Emma Spence, no-hitter to start it, and then Kyla Smith just finished it.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful win there to get that district championship, and then the quarterfinal game against Houston, and Madeline Fair had a big game. So many big hits in that game, and really it was no doubt by the time that one was over, and the Lady Bears first four, where they had the best team in the state, the eventual state champion Diamond Wildcats down. They had them down halfway through the game, and it looked like maybe the upset was going to happen, and the wheels kind of fell off. Bottom of the fifth, I believe, was when things got ugly for the Lady Bears, but still just an incredible run, and that will be another banner that we hang in Mumford Gym. Coach Bunch, the SCA Coach of the Year.
Wow.
Coach Brody Fair, of course, had a lot to do with that as well.
Yeah.
We'll be reliving that for a while, so that was made for a fun spring for Lady Bear softball.
Yeah, you still see Coach Brody or Barbara Brody around town. He'll give you the four.
Just put up four fingers.
You know what that's all about. All right, we had also had a couple of girls that made the state in track. Too.
Yeah, and we talked about Coach Wagner kind of sneaking out the back door, and his last effort as a coach was to have an all-state track athlete, and that was Milena Wilson, who finished. She made the finals of the 400, and Milena Wilson made it all the way to the all-state level in track, and then Mackenzie Collins made it to the state level in shot put. So Mackenzie and Milena really sent off Coach Wagner in a big way, and Mackenzie's back to do some more damage this spring, I'm sure, and Mel's off to college, but those two track athletes had a storybook ending to their seasons and sent Coach Wagner off on a really high note. But so glad that we could celebrate this a little bit on the radio, because other than softball, we didn't get a chance to talk about golf and track the way that we should have. But what a fun spring it was for Willow Springs sports, and now we've got a fall and hopefully a lot more fun times are coming.
You bet. All right. Okay.
We'll do some scores for you, but first we'll take a quick break.
Yeah, we'll take a 60-second break. Matt, back to the studios engineering for us tonight. So, Matt, we'll take a 60, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Bear Football. It's halftime with the Cardinals leading the Bears 8-0. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Well, we have about a minute and a half left before the start of the second half back at Lincoln, Missouri, where Bears football players are making it back out onto the field. They had a long way to go to the locker room. I don't know where it is, but a long walk back, but they're coming back on the field. Let's update some scores, Marty.
Yeah, busy night of high school football and some scores of local interest for you. Here's a surprise one for me. I mean, Fair Grove is good, but I thought Mountain Grove would be just as good. But right now, 28-0, Fair Grove over Mountain Grove in the second quarter.
Ouch.
Ava leading Buffalo 16-0 at the end of the first quarter. Miller leading Clever 6-0. Clever's in our district this year, so I'll throw Clever into the mix there.
Okay.
Also in our district, Springfield Catholic, they're beating East Newton 7-0 in the second quarter. And Stratford beating Liberty 16-8 in the second quarter. And in the battle of the border, is what they're going to call it, the Coach Airy, Coach Wyatt showdown, Mountain Home and West Plains, the Arkansas 11 are winning right now, 21-7 over West Plains. That's at Mountain Home in the second quarter. Thayer leading Hayti 16-14 after one. And Kabul plays at El Dorado Spring tomorrow on Saturday. So no score, obviously, on that one. And Houston at Pierce City, we don't have a score, nor do we have a score for Salem at St. James. So those are the other games. We'll try to keep you posted on that action tonight. But, the one that catches your attention for sure is Fair Grove and Mountain Grove. Mountain Grove is loaded with talent. They've brought in Coach Swafford. Expectations are sky high. They look tremendous at the Jamboree.
Yeah.
But, man, that Fair Grove program is
that's pretty good.
If they get rolling, they can put up a bunch of points in a hurry. So 28-0 Fair Grove over Mountain Grove in the second quarter. So
that's
the eye-opening score so far from what I've seen. And, you know, people are probably going to look at this score and be like, well, hey, it's a ball game. 8-0 Lincoln over the Bears. But looking at the Ozark Sports Zone always makes their pick, and every single person picked Lincoln, of course.
Well, you would.
Sure. Bears are going to have to show people that
they're going to have to prove it.
They're different than what they were able to show last year. So certainly still a ball game here. Lincoln will have the ball when we start action. They've added a little bit of time to the clock.
I was just thinking about that Border War ball game that's going on in Mountain Home tonight, and those two coaches back in early 2000.
Were
here on the sidelines with the Little Spring.
Coach Dooley over here was probably with them for that run.
Yeah.
And that
gives our history.
Right.
I mean,
two legendary coaches were both coaching here at Willow Springs, both head coaches here for a period of time, both at Mountain Grove. So That's a neat game that they've got going on. Of course, they coached together for so long, but right now it's Coach Airy with the 21-7 lead.
The old guy,
Coach Wyatt.
The old guy. Okay.
Not that we're rooting for either one of them, but Mountain Home is kind of our rooting interest tonight. We're not going to root for the Zizzards. So
it's going to be tough to do. Yeah, and no matter what, but Coach Airy, we all have special feeling for him, and he's got a guy.
Right.
He's got a kid right out here on the sideline for the Bears.
A kid that ran around a lot when Coach Airy was at Willow. He's running all over campus, and now we've got him running on the sidelines here, calling plays. And we didn't really talk about the coaching staff before the game, but that's obviously the name that catches everybody's attention. That Coach Airy is back in Willow. Ian Airy is on the sideline, joined by Coach Brookshire, bringing an old Bear back. He's been at Houston for quite a while. Tons of experience with Jake.
Yeah, that's true.
Good to have him on the sidelines wearing maroon instead of looking across the way at the Tiger Red. James Lee, who we know from basketball, he's stepped into the football role. Of course, his son is a quarterback tonight for the Bears, but James has been a good coach. And then we've got Coach Henley down there. Coach Gomez helping out, and then up here we've got Coach Tooley, and Coach Jeff Fisher is back helping helping the Bears. So good to have all this staff and trying to get this program back to where Bear fans and the kids and community want it, and that's playing competitive football. And we saw a good half of competitive football, and hopefully we'll see a little more offense in the second half and maybe a chance to get into the end zone.
All right. We're set to go here for the second half. The Bears will be kicking off to Lincoln. Lincoln showed had some problems in the first half with their snapper. That seemed to be a problem for them. But once they got that taken care of, they made it to the end zone with a minute and a half left to go in the half, and they have the leading score here of 8-0 over the Bears. So the Bears will kick off to Lincoln to start this second half, and then the Bears defense will have to go to work. See what they've ironed out in the locker room.
This will be the first kickoff for the Bears of 2024.
That's true.
Bears did not kick it off in the first half. Braden Scarborough did some punting, but we'll see who the kickoff man is for the Bears.
Yeah, I'm not clued in as to who that is, but we'll all have a go at that here in just a moment as the Bears break the huddle and come out onto the field as the official puts the ball down on the 40-yard line where the Bears will kick it off.
Good amount of Bear fans have made the trip to Lincoln tonight. I'm pretty impressed on both sides of the guest press box over here.
It will probably be Saturday morning before we get home.
Likely, yeah.
It'll be past midnight for sure. It's a long way up 65. You turn on 65 and you think, well, it's just going to have to be a little ways to Warsaw. It's not a little ways. It's a long drive.
We're not too far from Sedalia. Junior Ethan Stevenson will tee it up.
Oh, okay.
For the Bears.
That's a new name for me, too. From the 40-yard line, the Bears kick it off. And it's an end-over-end kick taken by the Cardinals at about the 25-30. Cutting to the outside as the ball carrier, down he goes. He's down at the 25. So good coverage by the Bear defense on kickoff.
Good kick by Stevenson. Good coverage by the Bears. And Lincoln will have it first and 10. And they're going to mark it about the 27.
Well,
27 yards.
Yeah, about 27. So first and 10 for Lincoln at that point.
Sanders and company. Sanders is a dual threat for the Cardinals, and really showed off his arm in that second quarter.
Junior quarterback for the Cardinals. We have a lot of juniors and seniors on their team, unlike the Bears, who have very few.
Andrew's going to take a break and tie his shoe here before we get started. Feels like that could have been done before he ran out on the field, but we'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right. Here we go. The official now blows his whistle. We're underway. There's a snap to the quarterback, and he hands off to the running back.
Big hole.
Big hole, and he looks like he may be gone. 50, 40. Bears got him hemmed in at the 20 and down shy of the 20-yard line at about the 23-yard line. So
Big play, big opener.
That's Everhart, and he had a ton of blocking and a huge hole, and nobody touched him till the 30-yard line. So big pickup of
50 yards. Yeah, 48 to be exact. They're going to put the ball at the 25-yard line of the Bears. First and 10 for Lincoln from the 25-yard line. Just underway here in the third quarter.
Everhart now with 6 carries and 90 yards. Got about half of it on that one play, and the Bears have been susceptible to the long run tonight.
Lincoln breaks the huddle. Sanders out of the shotgun. Gets the snap, low snap. Hands off to the running back who's retreating.
Oh,
makes
man.
A nice move and hits the Bear head on down inside the 20 at about the 17-yard line. Well, they're going to maybe take it all the way to 15. We'll see where it's off the ball. I think it's going to be 17. 18-yard line. Pick up a 7 on the play.
That was
second down and 3.
Smith of the Bears should have had him in the backfield, had hands on him, but could not complete the tackle.
He retreated. He retreated a little bit, and the Bears had good pressure on him, but couldn't break him down. Second down and 3 now for the Cardinals. At the Bear 18-yard line.
Sanders looking over at the sideline. It kept it on the ground and been efficient here in the start of the third quarter.
Two plays, and they're inside the Bear 20. Sanders out of the shotgun, gets the snap, wants to throw now. He just fires it up there for his man in the end zone. Is it good?
Touchdown.
Touchdown. He just put it up there. Just nice
good,
arc
good,
on it.
Beautiful throw, yeah. Looks great.
So three plays.
Three plays, yeah.
And Lincoln's in the end zone. Make it 14-0 Lincoln. Bear defense didn't do much stopping on that series. And they'll go for the two-point conversion here with 10:15 left to go in the third quarter. Sanders, the quarterback, three backs back there with him. Low snap, hands off to the running back. Nope, he
throws it.
Throws it in the end zone for a two-point conversion. So with 10:15 left to go in the third quarter, Lincoln strikes quickly, and they go up 16-0 over the Bears. We'll be back for the Lincoln kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back to Bear Football. In the third quarter, we are with 10:15 left to go in it. Lincoln has the lead now 16-0 over the Bears, and they're kicking off to the Bears from the 40-yard line. Bears drop three backs back deep, kicking from the near side. Line drive kick taken at the 12-yard line by the Bear return man, looking to run to the outside.
Fumble.
Fumble, and right into the hands of the Lincoln player. So they've got it now at the 25-yard line.
There's a flag at midfield. It just popped right out and right into the arm of number 6 for the Cardinals. He had an easy recovery, and if it stands, it's going to put Lincoln in a beautiful position to really pile on here at the start of the third quarter. It took them 3 plays to start this half, and now it looks like they may have the ball back. Talking it over.
What are they saying? Against the Bears?
Declined, and a first down for Lincoln. So penalty on the Bears, declined, obviously, is personal foul. And Lincoln will have it in great field position.
At the Bear 27-yard line. Wow, this is getting ugly right here early in the third quarter.
The first turnover of the season for the Bears is a costly one, and Lincoln will try to get another punch in quickly here in the start of the third quarter.
Sanders, the quarterback, gets the snap, hands off to the running back, cuts to the outside. He's got running room. He's down all the way near the 10-yard line, maybe inside the 10. So they have gotten their mojo going now. First down for the Lincoln Cardinals. It's first and I guess it's first and 10
from the 11
yard line. Now for the football
again.
Handoff around the left side. He's in. Touchdown. But there is a penalty on the play.
In the area of holding, so that could bring that touchdown back. Bear defense just kind of has their head down now. They took a shot to start the first half or second half and need to find some way to recover.
Those big runs have been made on the left side.
Yeah, you're right.
Where the Cardinals are going. They're going left all the time. They must have their big linemen on that side of the ball or whatever. Anyway, they're taking advantage of the Bear defense.
They have a very big line, much bigger than the Bears. That's a 10-yard holding penalty. It'll be first and 20 now.
Takes the ball back to the 21-yard line. Timeout.
And a timeout for Lincoln with 9:41 to go in the third quarter. Cardinals leading the Bears 16-0. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
.41 left to go in the third quarter. Lincoln scored early in this quarter, and they're threatening again. They have it first and 20 at the Bears' 21-yard line. Quarterback is Sanders. He dropped the football but got away and goes around the left side again. They always go left side and got a couple of yards out of it, but the Bears should have had him in the backfield, just couldn't quite bring him down.
That was number four, Dawson Parrott, a 10-minute quarterback.
Okay. Second down, still about 20, no gain on the play. It was a direct snap to him, wasn't it?
Yeah, a direct snap to Parrott, who had come in at quarterback.
Okay.
We didn't see him much in the first half, if at all.
So it's second down and 20 now for the Cardinals at the Bear 21-yard line.
Not sure if there's an injury to Sanders or there is an injury to him. Yeah, being worked on over here on the sideline. So
okay.
that's a big blow. I'm betting he comes back in this game. He's being taped up, but Bears need to strike while he's out of the game for sure.
Second down and 20. And
illegal
all kinds
motion.
Of motion
yeah.
by the Cardinals there. So
that'll be another penalty on Lincoln.
Yeah. Don't take it back.
Lincoln going
more.
Backwards now a little bit and trying to give the Bears a little bit of that momentum back. Sanders is such a playmaker, and without him in the game, that will definitely affect what Lincoln does.
Takes the ball back to the 26-yard line now, and it will be second down and 25.
Of course, saying that, they've got two running backs. One's got 90 and one's got 72 yards on the night, so
yeah.
they're going to be okay. But
Sanders come back in?
Not yet.
Okay. So the Cardinals break the huddle, come up to the 26-yard line of the Bears, second down and 25. Whole house backfield for the Cardinals. There's a snap, and it's a low snap. Again, the quarterback goes
Merritt.
To the left side and gets a little bit of running room. And
not an 8-yard gain for Parrott that time.
Takes it down inside the 20, I believe, the 18. So a gain of 8 on the play will bring up a third down and long.
Obviously in 4-down territory, but the Bears.
Got to tackle.
You got to tackle.
Yeah.
You can't let them out of this hole that you put them in.
They've been getting in the backfield, but they're just not making the tackle. So third down and long for the Cardinals from Lincoln.
Sanders getting off the bench now, but Parrott's still in there.
Third down and long, third down and 17. There's a snap, low snap. He throws into the end zone. It is short and underthrown. It'll be fourth down.
The Parrott's incomplete, and here comes Sanders back in the game for fourth down.
Okay.
Right when you'd like to have him on the bench. Here he comes.
Stops the clock with 8:39 left to go in the third quarter.
I believe Lincoln is 100% on their fourth down attempts tonight.
They have had at least three of those. I don't know if you got an exact count or not, but
I'm saying it's 100%.
But it's at least
without going back and looking. But I'm pretty confident.
So it's fourth down, and the ball is at the 17-yard line. They've got to go to the one, so we'll call it fourth down and 16 for the.
Lincoln may want to talk about that.
Well, they may.
They're drifting towards the sideline with 8 seconds left on the play clock. Unless they want to run out and surprise the Bears, I think they're going to take a timeout. It will be a timeout for Lincoln with 8:39 to go third quarter. Cardinals lead the Bears 16-0. Back for the fourth down in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
.39 left to go third quarter. Fourth down and 16 for the Lincoln Cardinals, and they just took a timeout to set this play up. They brought their starting quarterback back in for this play. He's been dynamite on fourth down plays. And Sanders gets the snap, rolls to the right, throws it into the end zone.
Overthrown.
Way overthrown this time. Incomplete. Bears will get the ball back.
Didn't see his receiver, Everhart, was wide open and didn't look at him and overthrew everybody. So Sanders a little jumpy, maybe just coming back into the game. So the Bears defense holds there after the costly turnover. No points on the board for Lincoln. It stays 16-0, and now the offense, for the first time this half, has a chance to turn the momentum a little bit.
Yeah, they take over on downs at their own 18-yard line, first and 10. So the Bears get to run the offensive plays for the first time in the second half.
That's the first pass that Sanders has missed since his first attempt of the game.
He's got a nice ball. He throws a good ball. First and 10 for the Bears. Lee back in there at quarterback.
Under center.
Under center this time, gets the snap, and down he goes.
Wow, there was zero blocking from the offensive line that time as Lee had no chance.
Loss on the play of 3, the second down and 13 for the Bears.
Tried a different look going under center, but if you're going to do that, your line's got to be able to protect the quarterback a little bit.
Yeah, just a little. They got to give him just a little bit of time. He had nothing that time. So, second down, 13 for the Bears at their own 15-yard line.
Draw back this time.
Cardinals mix it up on the line of scrimmage. Out of the shotgun, gets the snap. Rolls to the right, looking to cut inside, can't find anything going, and down he goes about the 10-yard line for a loss about 5 more. So Cardinals have caught up with the Bear offense.
Not fooling anybody, going backwards.
Play before it was snapped because the Cardinals were moving right, and that's the direction the Bears went.
Yeah.
They knew what was happening. They knew what was coming. So, third and long for the Bears from their own 15-yard line. 7:07 left to go here in the third quarter.
Ball actually on the 11.
Yes, that's right. It is. Lee rolls to his left this time, throws. Got a man open.
Complete.
And it's complete, but not enough for a first down.
They're going to mark him out at the 14, so about a 3-yard little pitch and catch there, and the Bears are going to have to punt it away.
But it was a completion and
positive yards,
a little bit of positive
yeah.
out of it. Punting game, punting time for the Bears.
Still, the field position is going to be rough now because Lincoln's going to set Parrott at about the 45 of the Willow Springs Bears.
And Scarborough's going to be standing at about the 2 to punt it away. He's where he's going to get the snap anyway, about the 2-yard line. Good snap. And he gets it away. Pretty decent kick. Going to take
it's a
nice ball
bow.
And goes right to Parrott. He gets down to the 40, 35, and out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. And it's just amazing to me that the Cardinals go, every time they go left.
Yeah,
every time they go left. So,
I'm going to mark him out at about the 31. So, great field position for the Cardinals. Leading 16-0. They led 8-0 at halftime. It's a very experienced team. They returned every starter from their team a year ago.
And they won 3 ball games.
Won 3 games a year ago. They've got a good big line. I mean, it's definitely some size on that line that's giving the Bears some problems tonight.
They got their FFA boys out for football. First and 10 from the 31-yard line for the Bears for the Cardinals. Sanders back in there at quarterback. It's snap. And just heaves it down the middle, and it is
intercepted
by the Bears. Okay, second interception.
Oh, no, they said it hit the ground?
Oh, well, okay.
Incomplete.
That could be.
Oof.
That could
it was
be.
Close.
Yeah.
It was close. Anyway. Certainly didn't have a good view from here on whether it hit the ground or not, but the official said it hit, so incomplete pass.
Second and 10. Stops the clock at 6:35 left to go in the third quarter.
Well defended by the Bears.
Ball was a little underthrown that time. Second and 10. Sanders, quarterback, low snap, hands off to the running back. Nobody
oh
out there. Nobody there. He's gone. End zone. Well, he got dropped about the 2 yard line. 29 yard gain on the play. First and goal for the.
There's nobody close.
No.
That was the easiest run he's had all night.
Well, they went right.
Okay,
well,
hurry up.
They went right. Now they hurry up, yeah. Hand off to the running back. Does
yeah.
the same thing, and he stops just short of the goal line. So Cardinals ran left. Now the last two plays, they've gone right. So paid off for them. Second and goal for the Cardinals from about the bare 1 yard line. Whistles blow. What's the stoppage of clock?
The water break. The official water break.
O'clock.
Halfway
six
through the
minutes.
Third quarter. Cardinals leading the Bears 16-0 and knocking on the door for another touchdown. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball and Football right now on KUK.
After the water break, here we are. It's second and goal from the 2 yard line for the Cardinals of Lincoln. There's the snap of the football, hand off to the left side, touchdown. That was so easy. It went right twice and went back left this time, and there was just nobody there to stop the running back, and he got in the end zone for the score.
Everhart takes it in for the touchdown, untouched. And Lincoln goes up 22-0.
Then they're going to go for two. They maybe don't have a kicker or maybe don't want to use a kicker. Just go for two.
It's really become kind of the trend in high school football
is
just go for two.
Why not? If you're successful 50% of the time, you're still better off than kicking.
Lincoln's
well
been
off.
Successful 100% of the time so far.
They have. From the 3 yard line, the handoff goes to the running back.
Nope,
he threw it into the end zone instead, and it's 2 point conversion. So 5:48 left to go in the third quarter. Lincoln scores eight more, and it's 24-0. Lincoln Cardinals. We'll be back for the Lincoln kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back. 5:48 left to go in the third quarter, and Marty, the Lincoln Cardinals have cut down on their mistakes of the first half and began to roll here against the Bears.
Yeah, they came out in the second half, all cylinders firing, and some mistakes by the Bears in the start of the third quarter as well. We had a fumble and just some penalties, and Lincoln's been able to build up a 24-0 lead, and they'll kick it off to the Bears. Bears try to answer here, and get back in.
There's the kick, end over end, taken by one of the short men up at the 25, 30, and up to the 35-yard line, where he's brought down close to the 35-yard line.
Shortridge was the up man. Took it up to the 40-yard line. The Bears will take over in pretty good field position, much better than the last drive. We'll try to get this offense on track. Had a little success early, but it's sputtered a little bit, which you would expect from a young offense playing with a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, the weapons they've got are young and inexperienced. So here we go. First and 10 for the Bears from the 39-yard line in their own territory, trailing 24-0. Lee quarterback has a halfback back there with him, gets the snap, and he just follows the lead and gets nothing.
not getting any kind of blocking up front at all. He just loses a yard.
A little bit of a loss on the play. He's second down and long for the Bears. Bears huddle up and run in with the play. See what they've got cooked up here on second down and 11 from their 38-yard line.
Only 46 yards of offense tonight for the Bears.
Just not enough to really be competitive so far, this game anyway. Second down and long. Lee throws, high throw.
Fumble. No, incomplete.
Incomplete. Be third down and 11. That stops the clock with 4:47 left to go in the third quarter.
Probably a good drop by Woolsey. He had three red shirts waiting for him to catch that ball and blow it up.
Again, it was a little slow,
yeah,
too. A little
very slow
and developing. And the pass was kind of floating out there. It wasn't a sharp pass. So third down and 11 for the Bears from their own 38-yard line. Wide receivers. Four of them for the Bears. Only one running back in there with Lee on third down and long. He is under a lot of pressure. Finally gets it out of there.
For his life.
Might get him intentional grounding for that, although there was a receiver
in
the area.
He's going to be okay.
Fourth down, and the Bears will have to punt it away, and they got to make negative one on that series. So, Lincoln re-established themselves in the locker room at halftime. And
yes, they did.
Said, we're taking control of this game, and they have done it, leading 24 to nothing. 4:42 left to go, third quarter. And the Bears put it away. Deep back standing at his 35-yard line. High punt, not too deep. The Bears are going to let it roll. Makes a nice roll. Inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. So that's where Lincoln will put it in play, first and 10 at the 28-yard line.
See if the defense can answer a little bit here now that they've got some room to operate. They've been they've had their backs against the wall in this second half, allowing a couple of touchdowns, and Lincoln's got it right back. We'll take you on some scores during this drive. We've got a few updates to pass along.
Bears are out there ready to go on defense, but Lincoln shows no sign of hurrying up.
Fairgrove still leading Mountain Grove 28-0. Ava 32-7 over Buffalo at halftime. Clever over Miller 7-6 at the half.
There's a whistle and a flag as the Cardinals got out there set to go. They rushed to the line of scrimmage, did some kind of a hurry-up thing after standing on the sideline for most of their time, and so they didn't get up there in time. So 5-yard penalty takes it back to the 23-yard line, first and 15 now. Sanders in at quarterback. Gets the snap. Hands off to the left side. It's wide open.
Boy.
Oh, yes.
Have to tighten
time.
Up our tackle.
Yeah.
Getting contact at the line of scrimmage, but Everhart and, I mean, running back doing a good job, but the Bears got to wrap those guys up. That'll be a good 5-yard pickup for Everhart.
Yeah, up to the 27-yard line. Officials blow the whistle, stop the clock again. Something.
Smith has gone over 100 yards tonight for Lincoln, and that gets Everhart to 97.
Bears
so.
Have a player limping out of the game. That's the reason for the stoppage of play.
That's Aiden Messick.
He's a
sophomore.
Might have a cramp.
Yep.
It's kind of hot tonight.
Coach Henley, we're going to stretch that out for him.
Second down and 10 for Lincoln at the 28-yard line, 27-yard line. Clock running. Inside of 4 minutes left to go here in the. Why do they stand around? I don't understand that. But
I mean, they're already, yeah.
It's working for them, but they're just letting the clock run.
Well, it appears like it.
Sanders, quarterback, gets a snap of the football and a handoff to the running back, and he gets about, oh, he's still on his feet, but he's shy of the first down. He got over the 30 to about the 33-yard line. That's about where he stopped. So he'd be third down and about four, first down.
Stratford leading Liberty 23-8 in the second quarter. Mountain Home 24-7 on the last play into the half. And they are still leading Hayti 16-14.
Okay. Again, the Cardinals come up to the line of scrimmage and just stand there. This is odd. Kind of an odd thing. Now they're ready to go. Sanders out of the shotgun gets the snap. Hands off to the running back who ran into his
There you go.
Player.
There you go.
And the Bears finally get him down for no gain. Good job by the Bears. But really the Lincoln player.
The offensive line helped out a little bit, but
yeah,
it did slow him down enough just for the Bears to make sure they stop him for no gain. And
fourth
it would
and
appear
five.
To be a punting situation.
Fourth and five, but they haven't done much punting tonight.
They've got a 24-point lead, 2 minutes left to go third quarter, fairly deep in their own territory, but they're all looking at their wristband, so they may be going for it.
So here we go. I think we're going to go. Fourth and five. They're showing they're going to go for it at their own 33-yard line. The snap of the football. The quarterback keeps it. And
he
down
got
he goes.
Oh, they got him, yeah, yeah.
Down he goes, short of the first down, and the Bears will take over deep in Lincoln territory inside the 35-yard line. So good job by the Bears there.
Now you want to make them pay for that. Like, hey, you guys, it's kind of a disrespect thing. We can get this first
right,
down. We're up 24-0, but whatever. We'll get a first down. Well, you didn't get it, so now the Bears really, you could – give them a little pop of momentum here if you can get something going.
Lee,
good field position for the Bears at the 33-yard line.
Lee gets the play and comes in with it for the Bears as they take over on downs at the Lincoln 33-yard line, so good field position here. Out of the shotgun, Lincoln quick snap.
Bless.
Or the Bears quick snap. And they throw it in right to the Lincoln Cardinals who intercept. Well, okay.
Lee was on the run. He just tried to get it away, and he did, but it was right to the Cardinal defensive back. So there went that momentum, and a turnover by the Bears will give it right back to Lincoln where they just had it.
Oh, my. 1:46 left to go here in the third quarter, 24-0 our score. Lincoln on top. And they get the ball back. One play. The Bears' offense has been non-existent here in the third quarter, just like we haven't had one. Put the ball at the 32, first and 10 for Lincoln.
Well, that's probably part of Lincoln's strategy, too, of going for it, because even if you don't get it, well, our defense has completely shut them down.
Right.
And, they were able to get it right back.
First and 10, Sanders at quarterback. Out of the shotgun, gets to his tailback, who, as they get a hand on him, but he still gets positive yards up over the 35 to about the 36.
Smith picks up another 5 yards. Yards on 12 carries for Elijah Smith tonight.
Second down and short 7 for the Lincoln Cardinals. They're at the 36-yard line, their own territory.
Clock running with 1:10 left to go third quarter. 24-0, Lincoln is your score. It was 8-0, Lincoln at the half, but they've put together a strong third quarter.
Second down, 7. Sanders gets the snap, hands off to the running back. He went left, and he's got a head of steam, and he might go all the way. He's at the 30. 20, 10, touchdown, Lincoln.
64-yard touchdown by Everhart. had a big hole, and nobody could catch him and couldn't even knock him out of bounds there at the end. He found an extra gear and took it all the way to the house. His second touchdown run of the quarter.
So Lincoln will line it up and go for two here. 43 seconds left to go in the quarter. Thirty to nothing. Sanders, quarterback, hands off to the running back who waltzes into the end zone for two. So with 43 seconds left to go here in the quarter, it's 32 to nothing Lincoln, and we'll be back for the Lincoln kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back to Bear Football here from Lincoln, Missouri on a Friday night. Oh, that's the season opener for the Bears against a new opponent, but they have rallied here in the second half. The new opponent has to take a 32 to nothing lead over the Bears.
8-0 game at halftime, but 24 unanswered points, three straight touchdowns by Lincoln in the third quarter.
And the last was just on one play from scrimmage. There's the kick, and the Bears pick it up on the fly at the 25-yard line.
Woolsey.
Woolsey's at the 50.
Good return.
And down to the 45-yard line of Lincoln.
Didn't see who initially caught that return, but they handed it to Woolsey. He just took off. Got it all the way to the 45-yard line of Lincoln. I'll mark it at the 46, but the best Bear offense in the second half was the kick return, and maybe that'll stir them up a little bit.
From the 46-yard line of the Cardinals, the Bears take over and try to get some offense going, which just haven't had anything happening here in this second half.
Got to find a way to get Lee and the running back there under center.
Handoff goes to the running back. Wow. Tries to go to the outside. Ball does. He's nowhere to go but backwards, and he's out to run out of bounds at about midfield.
Woolsey, and he had to run horizontally, and just there was nothing. There were three red jerseys in his path, and he had nowhere to go. So a loss of a good spot, actually. A loss of four.
Loss of three. Back 49. Second down and 13. There's not been any positive runs for the Bears or positive offensive plays for the Bears here in the second half. Lincoln has just taken control of this one.
The out-of-bounds play stops the clock. 31 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Lee's tried under center. Now he's back in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Wants to throw. Throws quickly. Got a man open. Got a man caught. He catches it for the ball with the catch for nice pickup on the play of about 5 yards.
Johnny Ball, giving six on the play.
Gets it down to the 38-yard line, or the 43-yard line, excuse me, 43-yard line.
Positive yardage.
Yeah, that is positive. Most positive yardage from an offensive play we've had in a while.
That'll be the end of the third quarter. Time expires in the third quarter, and the Bears will try to regroup and rally for the fourth quarter. It was all Lincoln in quarter number three. They lead the Bears 32-0 going into quarter number four. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Final 12 minutes of football as we come back to Lincoln. Bears trailing the Lincoln Cardinals 32-0, have a third down and six at the Lincoln 43-yard line. As we resume action, Lee is the quarterback, out of the shotgun, gets the snap, wants to throw, got some time, now runs out of time, and got slammed out of bounds at about midfield.
Not a late hit, but, man, he was kind of thrown out of bounds into the home bench over there, but Lee pops right up, he's good to go. But that'll be a fourth down for the Bears, the punting team comes on, and the offense has just struggled mightily here in the second half. There is a flag.
That's what Lee was saying, that I think he was indicating that.
I mean, it very well could have been a late hit. It looks like it's on the Bears.
Against the Bears, so that's not going to help anything.
Intentional grounding.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't know he even threw it.
I thought he was...
Loss of down, but
it
was already fourth down, so that didn't matter anyway. But lost 5 yards, or 10 yards on the play. Takes the ball all the way back to the Bear 47-yard line. And Braden will be back to punt again. He has certainly had the practice. High snap, and he got it away. Good job just getting it away. Takes a bounce, a willow bounce. Stays in bounds inside the 25. May have went out of bounds before then. I don't know. They're saying about the 25-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for Lincoln there as we're just underway here in the fourth quarter.
Don't forget, next week, Friday night, the Bears will be home at Belinsky Field taking on the Pleasant Hope Pirates. Pleasant Hope returning to varsity action for the first time since 2020. They've been playing JV the last few years to try to build their program back up, and then unveil their varsity program, and they'll bring the Pirates into town next Friday night. So we need a big crowd at Belinsky Field to cheer on the Bears, and opportunity for some positive momentum at home next week.
First and 10 for the Cardinals.
Everhart,
real hard
man.
Running back.
He's a tough back to bring down.
Keeps going. He's over the 30 and up to about the 33-yard line for pickup on first down.
About an 8-yard gain for Everhart.
Not a lot of players on the sideline for the Cardinals, so if they run in some extra players, it's not going to be many. They don't have
22
a lot
on their roster,
yeah.
So yeah, it's not a lot of depth. The Bears have about twice as many players, but tons of freshmen and sophomores on this Bear team, just lacking the experience that this Lincoln team has.
Second down and 2 for the Cardinals.
Lincoln's loaded with upperclassmen, and it shows.
There's the snap, the handoff to the running back. Gets to the line of scrimmage and may have a first down over the 35 up to about the 36-yard line. That is where they need to be for the first down. Yep. I think they're going to call it a first down. Yep, first and 10 for the Cardinals, 36-yard line.
115 yards tonight for Smith, 169 for Everhart. And when they want to throw it, Sanders has got a really good arm. So, good offense, good line. Bears hung with them for a half, but second half is unraveled.
Sanders, a quarterback, out of the shotgun formation on first and 10, hands off to his running back and runs left.
Big hole.
And, man, there was a hole. He got about 10 on the play before he was brought down by the Bear.
Good tackle by Woolsey, and now there's some talking on both sides, and a flag is going to be thrown as John Ball gets in there to mix it up. And probably a personal foul on the Bears.
I would say so, yeah. It looked to me like it was. Probably some talking on both sides, but you always flag the guy that pushes. And that's the one I saw push, but I don't know. So we'll see what the officials sort out here. They're congregating at the line of scrimmage over there.
Just some frustration at this point in the game.
Yeah.
And right there with this team at halftime, it was an 8-0 game, and things have just got it unraveled.
They are going to put the ball
foul,
down.
First offsetting. Yeah, that's the right way to do it, honestly. There was words and bumps from both sides, so you just say offsetting and stop it and let's move on.
All right, first and 10 for Lincoln. 10:20 left to go in the ball game. They're at their own 46-yard line, ball just shy of 46. Won't start the game clock here until they're going to start it now. Okay. And the Lincoln does take a lot of time between plays. They don't get in any hurry at all. And that really kind of...
It really bothers you, doesn't it?
It bothers me.
Yeah,
it does.
I can tell.
It just don't seem like good football to me.
Well, you just don't see that in today's high school football.
And then they hurry to the line of scrimmage right at the last moment. There's a snap, a quick handoff to the running back who pauses and then bowls forward for about 3 yards.
Well, Everhart's a really good running back. Give him some credit. The Bear defense could certainly have done a better job on him, but he's a good running back.
Takes the ball to the 49-yard line. It'll be stuck and down and 7 for Lincoln at their own 49-yard line.
Lincoln team doesn't do anything fancy. They just,
they're big.
They execute.
Those guys on the line are about...
Oh, they're huge. They're
probably
twice 50, as big as the Bears.
50 pounds a person strong, bigger than the Bears. Now they break the huddle and line up for a second down and 7. Sanders is quarterback, gets the snap, hands off to the running back, and they've got him for a loss. All the way back, and the ball came out there at the end, but no fumble on the play, but just a loss on the play of all the way back to the 40, well, where are they going to put it? 40.
Well, come on, guys.
No, what?
The thoughts have definitely favored the home team.
What in the world tonight?
Not that that is a lot of difference, but yeah, it's thoughts have been very generous for Lincoln. Oh, now they're gonna.
Oh,
there yeah. We go, guys. Come on.
They're gonna call a penalty on them. Okay. They had a penalty.
Good grief.
And the officials didn't stop the play. That was the problem.
We'll decline the penalty and take the sack and loss of down.
No, we got to take the penalty.
I know. All right, Cardinals are going to take a timeout. 9:05 to play. Lincoln leading Willow 32-0. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Much time between plays. It might be 60-0. But anyway.
Here we go.
9:05 left to go in the ball game. 32-0.
That's where we're at.
Nine minutes left
to play.
Yeah.
Lincoln's got a second down and 12 from their own 44.
Sanders at quarterback. They're going to rush him. And they hand off instead. And a nice
good
tackle.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, a good tackle.
Number 35 for the Bears on that tackle. Isaac Murphy. Nice job.
The Bears called a blitz there. And that's the first time I've seen them use that. In this game. Third down and about 8 for the Lincoln Cardinals.
We'll be coming out a little slowly there on defense. The third and long for the Cards. They should be making the return trip to Willow next year.
We'll see. Yeah, that'll be a good game. Interesting game. Third down and long. Here's the snap and the, well, I don't know, maybe they took too much time. I think they did. Delay of game.
Yeah, they did.
I do not understand that, but it'll go without understanding for me. 5-yard penalty takes the ball back to the 42-yard line. They've got to get to the bare 44. For a first down, so it's third and long. There's a snap. And
oh, good job.
And
yeah.
The Bears got him in the backfield for a loss of a yard on the play.
Excellent tackle by Dane Flynn. Dane Flynn, a freshman for the Bears.
Maybe some New Jerseys in there now for...
I don't know if there are.
Look like
they're real awful big in their New Jersey.
Yeah. Fourth down for Lincoln.
Back to punt here.
Fourth down and long. Bears are going to send somebody back to and catch a punt, hopefully.
Lee goes back. Sanders is the punter, too, so he's standing back at the 30-yard line. Lee is the lone back. Bears not committing a whole lot of people back there. They're going to come after the punt. They almost get it.
Lee goes for the catch and lets it bounce. Took a nice bounce for the Bears. up to the 30-yard line. That's where Lincoln will down it. Bears will put it in play there with 7:07 left to go here in the ball game.
Right behind the Bear bench here in our loft that we have. But
yeah.
Coach Airy, I see him still being very vocal and positive towards the Bear players, trying to get them back up, get them fired up. And that's a challenge when you've got a young team that's down in the fourth quarter. But the challenge now is, hey, let's get the offense going and try to get some points on the board before we make the trip home.
Spot the ball just over the 30-yard line. Bears in control, first and 10. Lee at quarterback. Long, I think a timeout. Yeah, I think I heard that up here. Bears call a timeout. We'll take a timeout here for 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Well, we're back. Bears run a play and get big yardage, Marty. You can describe that one.
Shortridge did a nice job. He went to the right. He was going to get a couple yards, but then reversed field and went back
and
left.
Yeah.
And got big yardage. Best play from scrimmage for the night for the Bears. I'm sorry we missed it. But big hitter for the Bears. It was a 34-yard game for Shortridge.
So the Bears get it into Lincoln territory all the way down to the Lincoln 36-yard line, first and 10. After the long run by Shortridge. There's the snap of the football. Throw it back to the near side. Fulte's got it.
Got blocking.
The outside. He could go. Nope, he's inside the 15, though, before he's brought down. Just ran out of room on the sideline as quarterback Lee just hit his target perfectly there. And Woolsey takes it all the way down inside the 15-yard line to the 14-yard line, makes it first and 10 for the Bears at that point.
Lincoln moving some personnel in now that may have been out of the game come back in as we get into the red zone.
There's the snap of the football.
Lee keeps it. He is
in! Touchdown, Bears!
Gainley. 14 yards out. The Bears are on the board for the first time in 24.
That makes it 32-6 as Lee faked to the running back and then just went up the middle, took it into the end zone from 14 yards out for the first Bear score of 24. Bears will line it up for two, I believe.
Looks like they're
maybe they're going to
confused. They've got to get the
tee
out there first.
Yeah, they didn't have a tee. Weren't expecting that, I don't think. But the Bears use two plays and get in the end zone.
Or three plays.
Ball is down. The kick is up. Hey, that looks good. It is.
It is good. Big number 60 for the Bears. Stevenson with the extra points, and it's 32-7. Bears are on the board. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
6:09 left to go in the ball game. A little bit of encouraging news for the Bears as they go by, let's see, they went 60-plus yards in three plays and get on the scoreboard. Yeah,
we've been waiting for some offense.
Yeah,
and
finally got it. Shortridge sparked that with a big run, and that was followed by a catch from Woolsey, and then Caden Lee just took it in the end zone from 14 yards out for the Bears' first score of the season. So now it's 32-7, and the Bears tee it up at the 40-yard line. See if they want to kick it or maybe squib it, maybe onside, something like that.
Stevenson to kick off?
Nope, going to kick it high and end over end. Take it on the fly at the 15. There goes the running back headed for the outside, gets a good block, and he's finally brought down from behind. Fumble on the play. We'll see who got that.
I think Lincoln recovered.
At the 40-yard line. So
Cardinals will have it
at the 40, first and 10.
6 minutes left to play, but the Bears, at least giving the Bear fans some excitement here in the fourth quarter, scoring a touchdown. not laying down. It's a water break. 6 minutes halfway through the fourth quarter. We'll take another time away. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Exactly 6 minutes left to go in the ball game here at Lincoln, opening night for all of the high school teams around the area, and we'll try to catch you up on some scores here as we get late in this one. Lincoln leading at 32-7. They've got the ball back, first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. Sanders hands off the ball to the running back, who is brought down right at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
And that's Phil Everhart out there, the guy that's got nearly 200 yards. So the Lincoln Cardinals are still playing the A-team for sure, up 32-7. 5:40 left to play and counting. See if we got any score updates for you.
Lincoln uses a lot of clock between plays. So it may seem like we're just kind of dogging it here, but
Use all their time.
It's just a little unusual.
Bear leads Hayti 45-14
at
the end of three.
Okay.
The Bobcats are going to get a win to start the year.
Snap of the football and second down and long, and the Bears stack it up right at the line of scrimmage. Whistles blow, but the Bears kept at them. No gain, a little loss on the play back to the 40. It'll be second or third down, and still 10 yards to go for a first down.
Lincoln running clock, giving the ball, just running up the gut, but still a good opportunity for the Bear defense to get a little confidence that you can stop these guys.
Right. It's something that they need.
Absolutely.
They need that confidence, because that third quarter was a little bit of a shocker for the Bear defense.
It was an 8-0 game at halftime, if you're joining us late, but Lincoln put on a clinic in the third quarter.
Here we go to throw. They're going to go long for a big one here.
Oh, that's interference. That's offensive interference, and pretty obvious. So that's coming back, unless I'm completely wrong.
Flag?
Oh, yeah, there's a flag. The receiver clearly pushed off right in front of the official.
Uh-huh.
And if he doesn't call it, I'll be disappointed.
There
wouldn't be the first time.
Bear sideline says it's coming back, and indeed it is. So,
Coach Julie had that called. I was watching him. He thought it too.
Offensive interference. Well, yeah, it was definitely there. I just didn't see a flag.
They did throw it. That'll bring that one back.
He throws a nice ball, though.
He does. He's got a good arm. Yes, he really does.
So,
that's going to take it all the way back to the 25.
Yard line, thereabouts, right? Not at the 25. Make it third down and 25.
Probably get to see his arm once again right here. Sanders.
He's going to throw on second down. He'll probably throw on third. Repeat a third down, actually. Anyway, here we go, third down. Nope, going to hand it off. Got a blocker in front of him. Everhart's running with a head.
Ooh, he just about got it.
He got back over the 40 to about the 42-yard line.
Got about 20 of his 25 he needed.
Yeah.
But we'll see if Lincoln wants to go ahead and punt it or try to get it back.
Fourth down and 7 for the Cardinals from their own 43-yard line with 3 minutes and 35 seconds left to go here in the ball game.
Gets Everhart to 193 yards, so they run Everhart. He gets the first down and go over 200 yards on the night. They're probably definitely going to take their time, but they're down to 10. They're huddling up here. They're going to do something quick.
Yeah.
They're going to go for it.
They're going to go for it. Send out a wide receiver to the near side of the field. There's a snap.
There's Everhart.
Oh, handoff. Everhart bounces off
three or four
players and gets it.
And he got it.
He got it. Wow, they had him in the backfield. They hit him back there.
Yes.
He didn't bring him down. So he got the first down just barely right at midfield with 3:04 left to go in the ball game.
Well, that puts Everhart over 200 yards for the night.
And Lincoln has played most of the, of course, they don't have a deep bench, so it's hard to.
No, they really don't.
Too many players. But they do take a lot of time between plays, so they give everybody a rest, if that may be the angle that coach is going for there. First and 10 from midfield for Lincoln. Snap of the football.
A fumble.
And a fumble.
There's a see it until it was too late. Quarterback Sanders fell on it. He'll lose yards, but missed opportunity there for the Bears. And the Cardinals will slow getting up. We haven't seen a whole lot of significant injuries tonight.
Not on either side, no. Really. And that's good.
One of the linemen up and walking around, and I know you've said it several times, but their line is just got a ton of size.
They're big.
For
big boys.
All school, they've got a big line.
Big boys.
Mostly upperclassmen on this team.
Second down and Fallon 14 back at their own 46 are the Cardinals as they break the huddle with 2:16 left to go in the ball game. There's a snap of the football, a handoff to the running back who is brought down after a gain of 2 on the play. Third down and long.
2-minute warning.
And
the whistle blows.
Timeout, Willow Spring.
Timeout by the Bears. 2 minutes left to go from Lincoln. Cardinals on top of the Bears, 32-7. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUK.
2 minutes left to go in the ball game. It's third down and 13 for the Cardinals, and the ball is at their own 47. As we get back to action. Sanders gets the snap, fakes the handoff, throws it over the middle, incomplete. You know, the Bears don't have a lot of big guys out there, Marty, but I've seen one guy that just stands out all night long, and he's a freshman by the name of Rigg. He's big number 75, and he's only a freshman, so, hey, let's keep this guy around for a while.
Absolutely, Braden Rigg, big body.
And a big guy.
A freshman group, and we knew that as eighth graders, they've got some talent there, and had a lot of freshmen last year, so stick with this group. They're going to be all right.
Fourth down and punting is the Cardinals. High, fair catch call for, and taken at the 20-yard line by the Bears.
Bears will take over with a minute 52 left to play, 32-7. Like to try to get one more time into the end zone, maybe get double-digit points. We want to thank our Bears sponsors for football, basketball, even some softball. Last year, Bailey Chevrolet, Cox Health Center, Brigitte Tire, G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, Shelter Insurance, Simmons Bank, Ozarks Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, all bringing Bear football to you all season long.
All right, first and 10 for the Bears, just over their own 20-yard line with a little less than 2 minutes left to go. Lee gets the snap, has running room, but now he throws it.
It's caught. He was falling down and made the catch, but he had a lot of room if he would have been able to stay on his feet. Everett Smith with the catch for the Bears.
Gain of about 9 on the play, up to over the 30-yard line. Be second down and short for the Bears. Counting down at a minute 26 left to go in the ball game. And Lee had a lot of room to run that time, too, on that side. Second down short. There's a snap of the football. Lee comes back to the near side and completes the pass.
Johnny Ball with the catch.
He didn't get much out of it, but he did
for a first down.
It was a completion for a first down. It was, yes. First and 10 for the Bears. With a minute 7 left to go, Bears have ball now at the 33-yard line. Need something big here. Need a good long run from Shortridge
with our biggest play of the night.
Call his number again. Lee on first and 10 has three wide receivers out there. The go-to gets the snap, rolls to his left. He's being harassed back there. But he throws it over the middle, incomplete. We're actually on the sideline over there where the receiver was open, but Lee had to hop up to throw and didn't get much on it. So it'll be a stopping the clock at 40 seconds left to go and a second down and 10.
More football on Tuesday night. Next week, the JV team will travel to Ava. That's a hard one to start with going down to Douglas County, but JV will be in action on Tuesday night, and you can imagine with this many freshmen and sophomores, there's going to be a lot of JV action on Tuesday night.
Second.
Normally on Monday night, this week Tuesday night.
Okay, because of the holiday. The Bears have trouble lining up. Now they get it. Lee keeps it, breaks the tackle. He gets in the second area, and I think he's gone. He's at the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown!
Lee. Lee to the house. 67 yards.
There's a flag on the
At the 25-yard line, there's a flag.
Okay, we'll see
Coach
what that's
Fisher
all
says
about.
They were thrown after he scored, so that could be a personal foul.
28 seconds left to go in the ball game, so we'll see.
Certainly didn't have anything to do with the play.
No.
Taps John Ball on the head.
What'd John Ball do?
Well, I didn't see it, but...
Okay. Let's see what happens here. They're going to, I think they're going to go for the extra point, and maybe the
personal foul on the Bears. The touchdown stands. So the 67-yard touchdown by Lee is good.
And the penalty occurred after
after
the touchdown. So the touchdown counts. It's 32-13. As Lee goes, let's see, he went about 67
yards for the touchdown.
Yeah.
The freshman with a couple of scores here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
A 14-yarder and now a 67-yard touchdown run for Caden Lee. And the Bears still trying to get people on the field. The kick is blocked. We pick it up and run it. Into the end zone! No! I said he was just short. Well.
Anyway.
2-point conversion, apparently, attempt is no good. And with 28 seconds left.
Nor was the kick.
Nor was the kick. The kick was blocked. Just about got the two out of it.
Yeah.
At the end of all of that mess, the personal foul will be put on the kickoff.
Right.
And it's 32-13 Lincoln. We'll keep it right here, just 28 seconds left.
The Bears are going to have to kick from the 25-yard line, so it'll give good position to the Lincoln Cardinals. But some entertaining aspects of the game. That third quarter was horrible for
the
Bears.
That was just horrible. That was where the wheels fell off. The
wheels just totally fell off. Bears had no offense, no defense. Then they gathered themselves together in the fourth quarter and came back. So, it's 32-13, but you can get some encouragement out of what you see tonight from the Bears.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, we were talking, it was 8-0 at halftime. And
yeah.
It was really 0-0 for the vast majority of the first half.
Minute and a half.
Cardinals kind of found their mojo right at the end of the half and then carried that into the third quarter. But I'm impressed with the way this team responded in the fourth quarter because
right.
it would have been very easy to lay down and just kind of go through the motions. But,
right.
They got up.
It was 32-9.
Right. They got a couple of late touchdowns to make this score look a little bit better. And, you know, 32-13, it's going to be a loss and kind of a lopsided loss, but certainly one that you can build on and some growth and
positive
here for sure.
Positive, for sure.
Things to clean up as well, but definitely some positives to take away from this game and carry it into your home opener next week.
Well, they line up at the 40-yard line. I don't think they're going to get kicked from there, but what do I know? I've seen a lot of strange things happening. Okay.
Caden Lee will end up with 93 yards on the ground.
Most of that
last gallop, but, man, he showed some athleticism.
Well, he and Shortridge showed some outstanding talent as well. So the Bears are going to mark it back from the 40 to the 25 as this personal foul penalty is assessed against the Bears on the kickoff. So the Bears will kick off from the 25-yard line with 28 seconds left to go in the ball game. Stevenson to kick off for the Bears from the 25. He just kicks a line drive type kick, fumbled by the Cardinals, but then they recover it at the 44-yard line. They'll put it in play there with 28 seconds left to go in the game.
Wrap this one up for you after the game and get you ready for next week. We'll take a look at the scores from around the area. We'll have some final stats, so stick around for a little bit of post-game, and then we'll hit the road and drive back to Willow.
Yeah, try to get a little caffeine and head down the highway. Down the highway 65 to 60. All right, here we go. 28 seconds left. There's the snap and a kneel down by the Cardinals, and that's going to do it. That will end the ball game because unless the Bears want to stop the clock or somebody does, but no. That should do it.
Final score. Cardinals win it 32-13. Bears will take the long trip back to Willow and get ready for Pleasant Hope next Friday night. We'll come back to wrap it up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
And welcome back. Post-game here at Lincoln in the nice turf field, nice stadium that we've been at tonight. And been a good night for football. Cooled down a little bit and had a nice little breeze blowing in here. So I think we got a coach coming up.
We do. We're going to be joined by Coach Schwalm as soon as he climbs the ladder to get up to our penthouse suite here in Lincoln. Got a little bit of a lost here, and we appreciate Coach Schwalm coming to join us. And Coach, welcome back to the post game show. It's good to have you. I'm glad you're willing to come up here and talk to us for just a minute. And you know, a lot of positives that you can take away from this. Ultimately, you know, I know you guys wanted a different result, but let's talk about the first half. Right there with them, 8-0. Had an opportunity in the red zone, couldn't get any points out of that, and it looked like Lincoln kind of found something at the end of the half and then kind of started rolling from there.
Yeah, you know, what your team that we're trying to build, you know, it's not going to happen overnight.
Sure.
I give them props. They battled. There was a moment in time, a couple times throughout that, you know, early in the third quarter where it was the head started to drop.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought they did a really nice job of picking them back up. The coaches do a heck of a job trying to keep them motivated. You know, and I appreciate, you know, their willingness to battle through it. And, you know, it comes out to where we scored a few points there at the end just because we kept battling. You know, a lot of guys stepped up in some roles. A lot of young guys stepped up in some roles, made some good plays. We've got a lot of new faces on the team, you know. They don't even really know the game of football. So that's the process at the same time of trying to teach them the game. You know, at the same time being at a, you know, a high competitive level. But props to Lincoln, you know. The coaching staff was good. You know, their head coach is a really good guy, and you know, props to them. They've got a very veteran team.
Yeah, they do. We talked about that quite a bit. A lot of juniors and seniors on that roster.
Yeah, and we were talking pregame. You know, it's the same group he's had for 3 straight years.
Yeah.
So a lot of continuity there with that group. And congrats to our kids for hanging in there, you know, and picking their chins back up whenever they could have very hung them to the chest. So
yeah, they battled, and we had a really good view here, and can attest to your coaching staff doing a good job of pumping them up and keeping them engaged. And those 13 points are not insignificant. Going through what the program went through, you know, the last year was rough. And to be able to go home with 13 points, you know, that's not it's not a win, but it's a positive, and you can build off that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a very competitive person, so I don't take losses well.
Right. Yeah.
At all. And I'm trying to push that off onto them.
Sure.
You know, I know it's just a game. It's just a football, you know, a game of football. But at the same time, it teaches you a lot of life lessons. You know, there's a lot of bad, a lot of good that comes out of it. And like I said, you know, we're trying to fight through adversity in game, after game, in practice, all those types of things. I tell them all the time. I mean, it's going to feel like there's more bad than good that comes from it. But you learn as an individual through those things. So
a lot of teachable moments.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the game of football,
yep,
for sure.
Yep.
Your freshman quarterback. Got to give props. That's a man. You talk about throwing somebody to the wolves. You know, first high school game, he's out there running for his life a lot of times, but able to create some stuff and did a nice job for you tonight.
Yeah, you know, our 5 guys up front, we got 4 brand new faces up front. We pushed them hard all summer, you know, but we know there's going to be bumps in the road. You know, we got to try to keep him upright. You know, us sprinting out, we feel like, you know, that gives him the best opportunity to make a play, just because not only for himself, but it also helps the lineman, you know, a little bit easier blocking techniques. You know, but we got to shore some things up, obviously, before next week.
Next week, Pleasant Hope at home opener for the Bears. And obviously we want a big crowd there to give these guys the proper welcome back home, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we appreciate all the moms and dads.
Yeah,
and
good crowd.
Three hours up here. You know, we ran through two or three different storms, you know, so we appreciate all of them traveling and watching the kids. But yeah, next week we got our home opener, so pretty excited about that.
All right. Safe travels going on.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. Thanks,
Coach. Appreciate it, guys.
Logan Swalm, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears. Again, Lincoln wins this one. 32-13 is your final. Just a couple of quick stats of note before we get out of here. This Lincoln team, they've got a few really good upper-class playmakers. They've got a great line. Had Everhart at 193 yards tonight. There are actually 201 yards for Everhart. Smith with 115. So, two running backs that went well over 100 yards. And then their quarterback, Sanders, did a fantastic job as well, throwing for three touchdowns. On the Bears side, Caden Lee supplied some offense late for the Bears. 93 yards on the ground for 8 carries for Lee. And then through the air, he had 61 yards on 12 attempts. So, positives for the Bears, obviously, a lot of growth that's going to happen with this team, but competitive.
And I think Coach Swallow made one interesting point that we may not mention enough. This coach from Lincoln has had these guys for 3 years.
Yeah.
And they started with them as freshmen, and that's what it takes to create a winning program.
It does.
Get the continuity going and get them into the program and used to the program and that sort of thing. So, all in all, you know, we had that downtime during the third quarter, but then the Bears come back in the fourth quarter and kept playing and got some points on the board. So Bears lose it 32-13, but hey, we're on our way to home, and we'll join you next week and hope to see you at that Polinski Field for the Bear opener against Pleasant Hope. For Matt back at the studios, and from Marty, I'm Larry Spence. You've been listening to Willow Springs Bear Football on KUKU. Once again, our final score was Lincoln 32, Willow Springs 13. Good night from Lincoln.